participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Have I told you you're my favorite? Have I told you you're my favorite?
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
And who was Reba McEntire talking about when she said,
"Have I told you you're my favorite?"
Well, of course. I love Reba. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Fourier and all the ships at sea. You've never seen four more beautiful big hairy bees that you'll love. The Don and Mike Show.
All right.
Big hairy bees. Lots of love in those bees for you today. Hello, and thank you for listening to the Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday, January 15th.
January.
And here's your phone number for instant access. We're going to have the new fancy tape tomorrow. The new phone number.
Oh, good.
Anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. Way to go, baby! Yeah, here's your number for access. It's ratings day. 202-432-1067. And New York City, you can call us anytime. WNEW, call 877-692-1027. There he is in the next room. Natalie attired in a fleece pullover. Here is radio's Guy Pubic Hair Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Never underestimate the power of the Don and Mike Show, the loyalty of our listeners.
Amen. Man, are we happy today.
And more important than any of that, Mike, never underestimate the lucky clothing. There you go. You got the lucky clothing. You got the Packers clothing.
That's
check
right.
it out.
Yeah.
I got on the Packers yellow sweatshirt, the off-color sweatshirt.
Right.
I got the green mock turtleneck.
There it is.
And check them out. You got those ratty old socks. The lucky Packers socks.
Packers socks.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we got our ratings today. They're great.
Okay. Hey, Washington, D.C.
No.
Here's a big wet kiss.
Not only do we have to thank D.C., we also have to thank Mike. And I want you to please be on your best behavior.
I most certainly will. I love those people.
The good people of Sacramento, California.
God bless Sacramento, Rob.
Who once again have made this show number one rated on KHTK.
Well, wow. Thank you, Sacramento. Thank you, Washington, D.C. A good day for the show. Great day for the Don and Mike Show.
With all your talk about Sacramento, look at that. Those fine folks.
I know. It's just that select few that call once in a while.
They rewarded us with number one ratings again.
I'll never say another bad word about Sacramento now.
We love Sacramento. That has always been our second adopted home.
It is indeed. They love the show up there, and we love them.
Yeah. Thank you. And thank you for listening there in Sacramento, where you didn't have to change your listening habits to listen to the show. You listened at the same time, noon to four every
right.
day.
Right. Thank you for making us number one through the miracle of audio tape.
Now, the story here. Why'd you cue up Family Affair?
It's the Family Affair!
Hold on, we're supposed to have some...
Put this one. It too.
No, that's one I put in.
It is?
Yes. No, that's mine.
Oh.
Well, you got the wrong CD there?
I thought I did. It's a good song, though.
Yeah, I know it's a good song, but it has nothing to do with good ratings.
How about this?
Okay, I'll try this one.
This might be better. More to your liking.
Okay, let's see.
I think you'll enjoy this one.
Okay, let's wait for it to cue up. God damn.
Here we go. Huh?
Joy.
Happy.
Joy. This is the best we can do? For happy ratings music, this is the best we can do?
Where's the music where you come home and the house is empty? That's joyous music.
That's labeled Frida's Gone.
That's the kind of dancing that's happy music.
Now, here's you're looking for.
There we go.
That's happy music.
That's it. That's happy ratings music. Yeah. So, again,
you know, last week we told you our ratings for New York, which couldn't suck at us enough ass, but that's where we're beginning from in New York.
Right. The way we're looking at it, as a start. We're getting great feedback from New York City. We're very excited about that.
Well, we did a lie to you last week when we said the show is 25th rated in New York, and that sucks ass. Now, we started by thanking the people of Sacramento.
Right.
They got their ratings yesterday, and thank you for making the show number one again in Sacramento, where, again, you didn't have to change your listening habits to hear the show. It's on noon to four like it's always been. Here in Washington, D.C., we took our afternoon show that we'd been doing for 10 years and moved it to the midday time slot.
Yes, it was at the time a very controversial move. There was a lot of speculation as to, what the success level would be. And we knew that in the long run we would do very well. What we didn't anticipate, really, was having this much success this quickly.
That you guys would follow us this quickly. This is amazing. This is now, you want a story. And I want all them naysayers out there, I want them to come strong today. All those people that said no one will listen to the Don and Mike show in the midday time slot.
Right.
This will never work. This is a mistake.
Right.
This is an abortion.
Right.
I want those folks calling today.
Where are they?
Because our goddamn listeners here in D.C., oh, have they rewarded us again.
Man, we are so... This one is really special. It's really... It was one thing to go from mornings to afternoons, but to go from afternoons to middays, we all knew that it was a calculated risk to do that here in Washington, D.C., and this is a wonderful payoff for us. We're very happy about it.
Let me just say this to the good people of the D.C. Metro.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Now, I'm going to temper that by saying we have some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
In the overall beauty pageant,
uh-huh,
the 12-plus ratings,
yes,
we are not number one yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We're very close.
Yes. We are less than a point away from being number one overall in our midday time slot.
We are indeed.
However, in one ratings book, you guys have moved us from 12th place to 4th place.
And that is fantastic.
From a 3.7 share to a 5.1 share. And we are only 8/10 of a point behind the number one rated station.
Very good.
So after years of mediocrity in this time slot, WJFK, and I went back and I did the research, the station was in 14th place, 11th place, 15th place, 12th place, 12th place, 13th place, 12th place. One ratings book, you guys have elevated us in the beauty pageant,
mm-hmm,
the 12-plus category.
Right. That's everybody.
To fourth place overall.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Now, where is the Don and Mike bread buttered? Well, primarily with men, but also with men and women together.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the category of men 18-plus, all men 18 and over, mm-hmm, listening to this show, have I told you something, D.C.?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
You know why?
Why?
Because you gave us a number one rating. An 8.3 for a number one rating.
Wow.
Hello! And I know you're wondering about the deaf guy who used to be number one in this time slot.
Right.
He's in fifth place now.
Bye-bye! Na-not, na-not, na-not.
Hmm. Let's go to... let's see. How about men? Men aged 25 to 54.
Very good.
That would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good one to choose.
Yes.
Because the station, before we came on, had a 5.9 share.
Okay.
You guys... Have I said this to you, DC?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
You turn a 5.9 share in one book into a 10.3.
Whoa! Doubling the ratings, basically.
Number one rated men 25 to 54.
Man.
The deaf guy, who had been number one.
Mama, mama.
Down to seventh place.
Bye-bye.
We got a 10. He got a 4.
Very good.
Men 18 to 49.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, can I say this?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
7.9 to an 11.0.
Hello!
An 11 share in men 18 to 49. That is number one, baby.
Delightful.
And then you get to the category that Mike and I always really count on.
Yes.
The adults 25 to 54. This is the money category that the agencies care about, the advertising.
Sorry, you know, there are people. That's we've always looked at that as an important number.
Oh, I forgot. Persons 18 to 34, all people, men and women 18 to 34, from a 3.8 to an 8.1.
Oh, fantastic.
So you've moved us from 10th place to 3rd place.
Very good.
Thank you. You have more work to do there.
Yes, a little more work to be done.
And in adults 25 to 54, the money demo, as they love saying,
money
in this business, you have moved us from 11th place, one ratings book, from 11th place to 2nd place.
2nd place, whoa. Yes.
From a 3.9 share to a 6.5 share.
Beautiful.
The only station that did better than us... At the 25 to 54?
Yeah, a little crow eating here.
Was the station that played stupid Christmas music.
Yeah, it worked.
It worked.
Wash.
It worked.
Wash came out of nowhere.
Right, right.
To be number one 25-54 in the midday slot.
Yeah, there's some people congratulating each other over there right now because that Christmas music thing kind of worked.
I know that we said how stupid that was.
We were talking about how dumb it was.
But they, But even with that, with the big spike they got in December, they're only 3/10 of a point ahead of us.
Yeah, and then we look for that to change rather quickly.
So, again, to recap...
Can't play Christmas music in the spring.
Hey, again, to recap, for the good people of Washington, D.C.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
And in the overall ratings, you made our new midday show go from 12th place to 4th place.
Thank you.
Thank you!
That's a number one rating in men 18+. That's a number one rating in men 25-54. Or incidentally, you nearly doubled the ratings from a 5.9 to a 10.3.
Right.
That's a number one rating in men 18 to 49, where you've given us an 11 share in the ratings. 18 to 34, from a 3.8 to an 8.1. That's from 8th to 3rd. And 25 to 54, from a 3.9 to a 6.5. That's from 11th place to 2nd place. And all of that while the... tragedy of 9/11 was out there.
Yes,
of course. Which is the big excuse that a lot of the disc jockeys are using now to say, well, this is why the ratings are down, because of the tragedy on 9/11.
Well, we want to say to the people of Washington, as we have said so many times before, but it never gets old. I'll tell you that right now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a sweet day.
It's really a sweet day for us. There were a lot of people doubting this move.
Bring on the naysayers.
Right.
Bring on the naysayers. And now all we got to do, kids, all we got to do is make the show number one in the beauty pageant.
That's it. That's what we'd like to do. We'd like to do that sooner than later, so keep on keeping on.
Yes, and thank you as well to the good people of Sacramento who have made us number one. I don't know how many books in a row.
Oh, we've been number one in Sacramento for a long time.
We've been number one.
I love that town.
We got two. You better.
I do.
You know what, you son of a bitch?
I do. Well, you know, I really want to tell the people of Sacramento that I'm going to try to talk to Rob and get him to come around.
Please do. Yeah, because Rob's the ringleader on that one.
I love it. Because Rob's in out there.
Rob is the ringleader of that.
Yes,
well, it's great ratings news for the show. We won't bore you.
Yes,
with
it
all
is.
And thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you. It was a grand experiment, a big risk on our part, but we knew you guys wouldn't let us down.
You know, number one in a lot of demographics, this ratings period, and to do it in three different time slots in one city is pretty much unprecedented, and we are thrilled about this. We really, really are. Yes, there is a little more work to be done, but it is time for celebration right now.
Yeah,
it really is.
As a matter of fact, how about we crack open that bottle of hooch you got up in the office?
Let's bring the Dom Perignon down here, everybody. There it is. All right. You've already got it down here?
Yeah.
That's good.
I hope you didn't mind, Mike.
You took my bottle.
Well, you never brought it home.
That's my Christmas present, you know, but I'd love to share it with everybody.
Get some paper?
Do we have glasses?
Get some paper cups in here.
Some cups?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Hey, of course, congratulations on the new book. And as a reward to the listeners, how about playing some more Elvis tapes? A lot of us weren't able to listen last Thursday.
I love the Elvis. You know, everybody loves the Elvis, but you got to wait till the next big Elvis show. Although, you know what we're trying to arrange now is... What we'd like to do, we did this originally when we started in the afternoon spot when the ratings started to really skyrocket.
Right.
One day we just went out in a car,
mm-hmm.
and we just drove around and we just gave money away to people.
I remember like that.
To say thank you for listening to the show.
We ought to do that again. Remember when we had the wireless and we ought to do that again.
Yeah, and we had to have an armed guard with us because we were just giving away $1 bills to people, but we went out with like $5,000 in cash.
This time we ought to do it, but get an RV.
And that's
pretty winning strategy.
You know what? Don't you think we've been doing it a long time? We ought to just tweak it up a little bit. Get an RV. Cruise around with a big RV. The money RV.
And congratulations, of course, to our wonderful producer, Rummy. Rummy, you got to get us an RV.
Yeah, get us an RV so we can go out and get money out.
So we can drive around and give away money. And this guy wants Elvis tapes. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I want to tell you guys, are so good. But I work in Clarksville where I can pick up 106.7. I listen to you guys from 11 to 3 there, and then I turn on 1300 and listen to the show again. It's so good.
You listen to Washington and Baltimore.
That's what I like to hear. Thank you very much.
All right. No problem, man. Have a good one.
Thank you, my friend. Hello. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
First of all, I want to congratulate you. Great book. But I've got a suggestion.
Yeah.
It's a bold concept. I think you said once that you stand up, Don, so sit down for a sec. This is an 8-hour shift. What do you think? Come on.
An 8-hour shift.
You got it.
Get out of here.
For you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Come by the office after the show. I'm sure we'll be doing a separate show up there at 3 o'clock today. Hello.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I was one of the naysayers.
Oh!
I don't like change.
I don't
want my program changed from what I like to listen to it.
We understand, sir.
But now that you've changed it, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah,
it's a phenomenon.
See?
I love it.
Thank you.
That's good.
Guys would rock at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't care what time they put you on. Your people would follow you into hell.
That makes sense.
Somebody save that right now.
And when I get my show, I'm going to format it just like yours.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Your listeners would follow you into hell.
Thank you very much.
And quite often they do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Well, it's a happy day. We want to thank you guys. And we're going to come up with a special way, besides the Las Vegas style show that we're giving away at somebody's house for the Super Bowl,
right? With the RV.
We'll come up with a special way. Yeah, we'll do the big RV broadcast very soon.
You know, I'm thinking we get the RV done, we can have more people come along for the ride. And perhaps while we're handing out money, we can have other people hand out money, like women handing out
like
money.
Like Shiloh?
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Congratulations, guys.
Oh, no, listen, thank you for admitting to the ratings company you listen to the show. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. I don't have any audio tracks. But I just want to say, have I told you you're my favorite?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Why? Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, congratulations. Yeah. You guys rule, buddy.
No, you guys do. You guys do. Yeah. No S, you guys do.
I just have one question. Will Dan Snyder be stopping by to explain his actions, or will this be the Super Bowl he wanted? Are you going to know anything about that?
You know, we got a couple of bits from Mike today. I don't know if Dan Schneider's going to be one of them, but I can tell you this is something we're going to do because we're not on in Seattle for another hour.
Right.
In our next break here, we're going to call those two dumbasses that are our dumbasses,
right,
in line in front of the Star Wars theater, and we're going to tell them that Regis is in the studio with us.
Yeah.
And tell them that Regis wants us to get them on his show, and of course,
right.
You know, it's going to be Mike. It's not really going to be...
How are you, boys?
It's not going to be real.
You did a fantastic job, you dumbasses.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Well, I was one of the naysayers, and I'm on my knees begging forgiveness.
That's all right. You're forgiven. Thank you, my friend. Thank you to all of our listeners.
I thought you were fat, dumb bastards, and now I'm wrong.
Oh, very nice.
Well, have I told you you're my favorite?
Well, I think there are many people that would, you know, like the new change now, would like the change, but they would still concur that we are fat, dumb bastards.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Bob at Sacramento, and I want to tell Rob to kiss my ass out here. We support Don and Mike for almost 9 years now.
I don't blame you, sir.
Listen,
I don't blame you one little bit.
Bob, I mentioned...
I tell him all the time, I say, go easy on those people.
I mentioned that the ratings in Sacramento came out yesterday. We're number one again. and we got nothing but love for Sacramento.
Amen. Great. Sacramento, I mean, we love you.
And I actually contribute to your show. I give you the last three clips, Survivor and Jeff Garcia.
I just want all the good people in Sacramento to know that you know who's been standing by you all along.
You have. Right?
Don right Mike. Here. I'm here with you. No. I'm on that island alone.
No, sir. You're not.
I'm on the island of Sacramento by myself.
No, that's so untrue.
Yes.
Sir, I admit I've said some unsavory instances in the past, but I want to extend my apology and want you to know it's nothing personal. I hate everybody.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Say hi to Kid Chris for me.
What's that?
Say hi to Kid Chris.
You know, the guy again. He keeps trying to work in some
game.
That's okay, guys. That's okay. Back off on him.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Congratulations to the Radio Cavalcade stars, Don and Mike.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for giving us those great ratings.
Is it too late to get Dude Walker to say, have I told you lately you're my favorite?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Nothing to improve on old Reber.
Yeah. You know, this has got to be the story. I mean, I don't know what the story of the full ratings are going to be. I know that the ratings for the WJFK radio station were up, so I feel good about that.
That's right. Very good.
The program director here. I don't know what the big story in the market will be. I would have to think that, you know, the fact that we've done this would be, you know, the major story.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Now, pop that champagne. No, don't do it that. Do it where you push the thumbs in. But can I... There we go.
Oh, and there it goes, spewing all over the floor.
Oh, my God.
That's
all right.
That's the way it is. That's the way you open champagne.
Hey, everybody gets a glass here. Mike, even with your pack, so you can have a glass.
Yeah, sure, I can.
Right?
Absolutely. Just a sip. Absolutely.
And today was the day. You don't know how many people. I'm talking about, like, let me call out some douchebags. Like, the douchebags at DC 101 who have been, they're a radio station here in DC. They've been out on the street saying, oh, wait till the ratings book comes out. Wait till you see the huge mistake Don and Mike made.
Right.
You know, that no one will listen to this type of radio during the midday hours.
Wrong.
Rush Limbaugh owns the midday time slot.
Not anymore, he doesn't.
No one can beat Rush Limbaugh.
No, you did.
Look at I didn't spill it, right?
I didn't spill it.
Coming close, though. This will have to be mine.
All right, that's good. Yeah, that's chock full. Chock full of bubbly goodness.
Just a little.
We're drinking champagne, ladies and gentlemen.
A little bit of the foam.
We're having a little champagne.
Have a styrofoam.
A little celebration here in the studio.
Yeah. We got
a little fun time. Little hello, Washington, D.C. Hello, Sacramento. Way to go.
Yeah.
Very good day for the show.
Okay, here you go, Mike. Here.
Better than a lot of days for this show lately.
One for you. Joe, none for you. Sorry, only five glasses.
Well, he's got a glass.
You've got a glass.
Here, Joe, I'll give you some of mine.
Pour some of mine in there, too.
Buzz, come on over here.
All right.
Come out of your cubicle. Here you go, Rummy.
There you go.
The rumster.
All right.
Rob.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive. Rob. No, that's all right.
Okay.
All right.
Rob, and here's one for Buzz.
Yeah. All right.
Here you go. Here's to our great listeners in D.C. and Sacramento.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm going to get up.
That's mine. Okay.
Cheers, everybody.
That's good.
I haven't even had breakfast.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
It'll be a good show today, drinking at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you know, Lisa took a sip of that, and you know what happens when she starts. It's officially over.
She's already drunk.
She's going to be going out to the package store in a second.
Rummy.
The night has begun.
What does that mean?
Oh, man, that's tasty.
It is good. Isn't
that that tasty juice. That is.
Very nice.
There you go. You want mine?
Was it a contest? I'm done.
Oh, I finished before I left the room.
Oh, you were done too, Rob? Oh,
backwash. It took a tiny little sip.
The right. Worst.
Oh, because you're...
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. Good job. I think I just took a sip.
All right, so you didn't drink a lot. Good, Mike. But you had some, though.
Technically, you have to have a sip.
Ceremonial. Yes.
Right. There you go.
Wow, I'm bombed.
I am so wasted.
I'm smashed.
I just want to say the people of Washington, D.C. and Sacramento are the greatest.
Who wants some flapjacks now?
I just want to say...
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember. Hello. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing? How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, we're simply waiting on Alan Linewand to come in with a lovely gift.
We're doing okay.
Well, I want to say, it looks like Green Bay Packers, right? Are you rooting for them this weekend?
Of course I am. I mean, listen, the ultimate test is, and what I was talking about yesterday, wearing my Packers lucky socks and my clothes during the during the game,
right.
I think I alluded to the fact that on ratings days, when we get the actual, not the monthlies, but when we get the actual ratings book, I always wear my lucky Packers socks.
Right.
I always do. Mike's known this. Broyles known this.
I've known it and I've smelled it.
And this year, for this ratings book, I upped the ante. I really went with the Packers luck because I've got on a brand new pair.
You got me today, too, when you came into the office when I got here. And you...
Of Packers socks and the sweatshirt and the thing underneath with the turtleneck thing.
The mock turtleneck.
Yeah.
It worked over the weekend and it worked today.
Yeah.
And he comes into the office, he shuts the door.
No, he slammed the door.
Slammed the door. Mm-hmm. Sits down and goes, well, we got the ratings today. And I'm like, oh, here it comes, the bad news. And, you know, he takes a deep breath like he's often wont to do when we're discussing serious things. And then he told me it was great. It was great.
And you know what? That's a game that's much more fun to play with you in person than it is on the telephone.
You've done it on the phone, though, before, too, which is, you know, and, you know, call me clueless. I didn't even know that. I thought it was coming the end of the week.
Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve, hi. Are you there, Steve, buddy?
Steve!
Hello? Steve, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I just called to say, great show. Congratulations to y'all ratings, man. And I'm sure y'all gonna make number one. Like I said, I'm a resident, I live in Philadelphia, but I come up to New York a lot. Me and my wife catches y'all show, and she love it, you know.
Good,
so
fantastic.
We try to find how to get it right our way.
God bless you.
All right, thank you, Steve. Let's go to David. David, hello. And let's not forget, as much as we're crowing here about the great ratings in D.C. and in Sacramento, that in New York, we got work to do.
So.
We are getting beaten by AM Spanish stations in New York.
We have work to do in New York, but I still feel good about New York. I'm getting that vibe that we get in markets where we're going to do well.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Okay, I guess I'm the only other person in New York who listens to you guys.
No, actually, we think there's somewhat like 90,000.
There's 90 to 150,000 people.
So 90 to 100. Test warning sound, right?
90 to 150,000 people listening in New York and growing.
That's, all right, well, hang in there, guys. You're good. So
in a city of what? A billion.
A city of in a city of 8 million people, we got 150,000 listening. Meanwhile, here in D.C.,
right.
We got like almost a million people.
We do indeed.
Wow.
Let's go to perseverance.
Anyway,
suggestion. I was listening to Buzz read all your bumpers before, and it sounds like he has cornered the testosterone market.
That is Dude Walker. That is not Buzz.
It's not Buzz.
Oh, I apologize.
Thanks,
all right.
Well,
thank you anyway.
I'd be really curious to hear all those slogans again after he takes a few hits of helium off a balloon.
All right. Thank you for a wonderful idea.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sometimes you wonder how the ratings have increased.
Hello, Don and Mike. No, that guy was from New York.
Oh, he was.
Hello, Don and Mike show. He was part of the 25th rated show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, congratulations.
Oh, and we do thank you for that. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey.
Man, the room is spinning.
Man, I am so buzzed. I'm real sleepy.
Damn, I'm bombed.
The room is spinning where I'm at, too. Today's my 21st birthday, and I just bought my first liquor.
I think I'm having a seizure.
Well, congratulations. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Grand Marnier in the basement of a police officer's house that we're doing work on.
Yeah, and this is like, have you had alcohol before?
Yeah, not very much, though. This is my first real hard liquor.
And you're drinking Grand Marnier?
Darn right.
That's you are going to vomit, sir.
That's a good start. You want to follow that up with some Sambuca?
Some Sambuca, maybe a little bourbon.
And then
Ipecac. No, then a bottle, an entire bottle of white wine.
What's that?
Then have a 22 of Budweiser to follow it up.
That would be fine.
Something Schlager? What is the...
Goldschlager.
Goldschlager. You want some of that, too.
Have a little... All right, so if you're following us, after the Grand Marnier, Sambuca, followed by some bourbon... Then some Goldschlager, a bottle of white wine, and then maybe like an Irish coffee.
Cleanse the palate then with some Jägermeister and tequila.
Absolutely. And then eat some pizza.
Thank you, my friend.
Greasy pizza. Later.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hi. Hello.
Hi, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you might want to wash that down with a little bit of nitroglycerin.
Hey,
you guys are fat and dumb, but bastards, you are not.
Oh, isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, Mike, the compliments, they just keep on coming.
It's just a good day. It's a good day all around. It'll end sometime.
Hello, sure. Dan. Dan, hello. Are you there?
Dan. Hi, Mike.
Dan from New York. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know that you guys are so good, Rush Limbaugh listens to you guys.
No, he would if he could.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess he can't. Yeah, I guess he can now. Now that he's got his miracle cure back.
That's right. I'm your favorite.
And I know you're probably wondering, you guys here in D.C., how G. Gordon Liddy did in the ratings.
Yeah, well, I think some might be curious about that.
And this is something else that I've heard. I've heard some reports from inside radio people.
Yeah.
You know what, Rob? I'm going to need something else to send her out for another bottle.
Yeah. Ah, very good.
To clear my throat.
The grand experiment.
He's been on the air referring to us as the potty mouths. Saying that the potty mouths ratings are going down.
Mm-hmm.
The potty mouths ratings are going down.
Really?
Yeah.
Old man. He's never been one that's been really passionately in love with the truth.
Old feeble man, Mr. Magoo. In the overall ratings, he did manage to pull a 0.2 share.
So there's that.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
What rank is that?
That is
oh my God.
Very rank. 25th.
25th.
In men 18 plus, he's in 18th place.
Oh, good.
In men 18 plus.
Very good.
In men 25 to 54, G. Gordon Liddy, who says he was being carried by WJFK. Now that he's on his own, he's in 22nd place.
Ah, very good. Good stuff.
Men 18 to 49, G. Gordon Liddy is in 24th place.
Ah, I see.
Persons 18 to 34, well, not on the ratings page.
Not even showing up.
No. Adults 25 to 54.
Well, he should do better here.
No, not showing up.
Not on the page.
No, 0.00.
I see.
He is, however, number one in his demographic, which is dead men from 78 to 99.
There we go. So, I think we've got more people in that age group.
You probably
really do.
You might be right. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, this is Dustin from D.C. I was one of the naysayers about the new time slot, but yeah. I'd like to say and report that I'm listening every day, and I like it a lot, and I was wondering if Buzz is smoking a doob in celebration of this.
Buzz, no, are you smoking a doob yet?
That would be illegal, sir.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay, well, then come by, and we'll roll one out.
Oh, God. All right, thank you. Hold on a second. Donna Mike Show, hello.
Hey, guys. Loyal D.C. listener since the wave of days here.
Thank you. Let me just interrupt you again. Now that really I'm so drunk out of my mind.
Boy, looking at me staggering.
And you know me, I get all lovey-dovey when I get drunk.
Yeah, you start kissing everybody.
Let me just say this. No. There's been this thing. This thing with, well, what city do we love the best? You know, the people in Sacramento were pissed that we changed our time slot. People in D.C. said you sold out to New York City. Yep. People in New York said, where are you from? You from D.C.? Are you from New York? Listen, we want to do well in New York, and we love New York City. Mm-hmm. We want to do well in Sacramento. We love Sacramento. There's lots of other cities we'd love to be on in, and we'd love to have killer ratings there. But we know that we would never have had the chance to be syndicated if it wasn't for the good people of D.C. And now this time, really, guys, no BS. I mean, all the number one ratings before were nice, but this time... This is so great because you have no idea how many people in the industry, how many people in this company.
Oh, absolutely.
Said to us when we made this shift of our time slot, said, you are committing career suicide.
Right.
That your show plays well in morning drive or afternoon drive, but it will never pull monster numbers middays.
Well, this is fantastic. This is where we live. This is where our families are. And, it's just great. And we can't even possibly tell you how much it means to us this time. It really does. A lot of people were telling us this wasn't going to work. And it has worked, and we are thrilled.
Broyhills just sent me an instant message that Liddy did show up. He's top five. This is not a lie. In men 65 and over.
Well, there you go. Well, very good. Good for him.
I'll make a lot of money there.
Happy for him.
Yeah, Eric, what can we do for you?
I just had a quick question that might cause a chuckle.
Right.
Do you think you'll get a raise out of this?
Please, chuckle. Please.
That's a guffaw. That's not a chuckle.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, congratulations on the new ratings.
Thank you, and thank you guys,
We were happy to follow you. Hey, I wanted to see if you thought that this would break the ice between you and Ken Stevens.
I will just say this, that Osama did shake my hand today.
Well,
yeah, that's all I want to say.
There has been communication.
Yeah, but really nothing's changed. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Angela. Was that who's next on the line? Angela. I don't know. I'm so drunk.
You just absolutely, and I guess the other bottle's on its way.
I'm so drunk from my one glass of champagne.
Right.
I'm out of my mind.
And I'm goofy on amphetamines.
Hello, Angela.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air, honey.
Hi, honey.
Hi, baby.
I just want to let you know that I'm 40. I live in New York, and I listen to you every single day.
Thank you.
And I don't know what it is. I just love listening to your conversation.
Well, tell the ratings company, please, for God's sakes. We're getting beat by an AM Spanish station there.
God bless you. Share it with all your 40-year-old friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm on a bowling league, too. Well,
you are?
Tell them.
Well, you ought to get in touch with our producers so we can bowl you.
I would love to, but I hear that you're very booked up, so.
We are.
I don't know how far it is. It might be like March or April now, right?
Yeah, hold on. I'll put you on with Lisa.
Oh, that's not bad.
All right, hold on a second. Okay, listen. Okay. All we're getting now is all these people calling saying congratulations, and that's nice. But really, we want to say thank you to you guys, and we're going to give you, as best we can, a reward in two different ways. One, with the Las Vegas-style show at somebody's house on Super Bowl weekend. We'll tell you about that shortly. And we are going to do the deal again where we get in a car, or if Mike requests an RV.
I'll get working on that.
And we're going to spend one whole show driving around the Beltway and stopping at various places and giving away cash money to thank people for listening to the show.
I think I'll drive it.
It's been a long time. No, I don't think you're driving.
What do you mean? I'm a great driver.
I remember the drive down to the train station.
That was just because I was in a hurry, but no accidents occurred.
And you almost ran into Buzz.
Buzz almost ran in. Well, now I know whose side you're on.
Perfect. All right, clear them out. Clear them all out right now. Now, where's the other bottle I was supposed to steal? 877-365-3636. Prize package. Call 100 right now. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg.
God created them because he was disappointed in monkeys. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, we're quoting Mark Twain. In some weird way, I'm not sure how. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I am caller 100.
Right. Hi. What's your name?
Frank.
Hey, Frank. Where are you from?
New York.
Call 100. You've won the Blockbuster Game Pass. Right now, with any Blockbuster store transaction, you'll be automatically registered to win one of 1,000 new game systems from Blockbuster Video. But what you want is the Game Pass, meaning that you can go to Blockbuster, rent a game a day.
I never win anything.
Well, go to Blockbuster, rent a game a day for a month, and it's FREE. Thank you for listening, my friend. Hold on just a second. Now, are we set in Seattle? Are these the guys? They can't hear the hotline, right?
Right.
Okay, now, the deal is we don't go on in Seattle because they only get 3 hours of the show.
Now, were they on today? Were they supposed to be on today?
No, but Regis has talked about them for the last 2 days.
Oh, okay. All right, very good.
Regis has mentioned the fact that he's seen them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, the setup will be... Rob, why don't you get on the phone now and tell them that we're coming out of commercial break,
okay,
that we've got Regis in the studio.
Right.
Okay, Lisa told him that we have a special guest in the studio, no name.
Okay.
Why don't you tell him that it's Regis, and then we're going to go on and say, Regis is going to invite him on the show. All right?
Hey, guys. hey, it's Rob from the show. Listen, we're coming out of commercial now. We need you to speak up a little bit because the line's a little quiet. And also, the special guest we have in studio today is Regis Philbin. Okay, cool. So hang on for a second. We'll be right with you.
Yeah, this is the first time we're going to F with these
guys. Now, here's what I think we should do with this. I think it should go bad.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
That I'll get annoyed at something.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there are a couple of ways we could go.
I won't like his energy.
We could either tell them that they're going to be on the Regis show tomorrow.
Right.
And have them get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and wait for the camera crew that never shows up.
Right.
Or you can get mad.
I'd like to.
Or we could simply draw it out for a couple of days.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, let's play it out either way. Again, now, these are the guys in Seattle who are waiting in line now for the Star Wars movie that doesn't come out until May.
Right.
And, you know, they're dumbasses, but there are dumbasses.
Right,
and
right.
We sent them a lap dance, and they said hello to us on the Today
sure,
Show.
Sure.
So now let's say hello to Jeff, who's...
Are they on the line?
Yeah, Jeff from Seattle. Jeff.
Hey.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
Are you still in line in front of the what's the
Cinerama.
Name of the Cinerama in Seattle?
Oh, I remember.
Yes, I am.
I remember the Cinerama. We used to have a Cinerama in L.A.
We have a special guest on the show today. I'm sure you've seen this TV show. He has talked on the air.
I have.
About having you guys on his show. Please say hello to TV's Regis Philbin.
How are you, son?
How's it going, Reed?
I'm doing great. How are you? Are you staying warm out there in the Seattle area?
Oh, I'm trying to, but it went below freezing last night, so...
You guys are hot out there. Everybody's talking about you in New York and, you know, around the country. I'm curious, what gave you the idea to do this?
It was just inspiration from a whole bunch of different contemporary artists. But my question is to you, Regis, if you don't mind me asking you a question.
Go ahead, sir.
Can I get on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I don't think the Millionaire Show, but we, you know, I was talking with Kelly the other day, and I'd really love to have you guys on our show if you'd like to go on the Regis and Kelly Show.
Now, Mike and I, Mike, did you say hi to Jeff?
Yeah, how you doing, Jeff?
Now, Mike and I were talking with Regis before we went on the air, and Regis would like to have you do a guest shot on
his
show.
Oh, I'd love it. They'd be hot. I'd love to have him on the show.
The way that you were on the Today Show, would we have to send you another lap dance to get you to say hello to us on Regis' show?
I don't know.
These are dirty birdies here. I'm out of my league.
Reed.
No, I mean I'm talking about these disc jockeys. They're I'm a little out of my league here, but I'd like to have you on the show. Would you like to come on the Regis show?
Yeah, I can go on the Regis show.
All right. Well, we can do it tomorrow. We can send you a camera crew.
Beautiful.
Cool.
Now I guess you have to work that out off the air.
We have an ABC affiliate in Seattle, and they can send out the crew. You gotta get up early. Is that all right?
Yeah, I can get up early, I guess.
That'd be fantastic. What? You're a crazy guy. Have you done anything crazy like this before in your life?
Nothing like this, but I've done some other crazy things, so.
Well, you know, if you're going to come on the show, I want an interesting story or two, if you understand what I'm saying.
I can give you an antidote of no small amusement for you, Reed.
Or an anecdote. Yeah, of course. That's great. Do you like my show?
Yeah, I like The Millionaire. It's entertaining.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the morning show.
That's a little too early for me, Reed. My mom likes it.
Live with Regis and Kelly Lee.
Now, which one am I talking to? Which guy are you?
I'm Jeff.
All right, Jeff, is there any chance that you could dress up like Darth Vader or, C-3PO, one of the characters?
Well, if you give me $1 million, yeah, I can do that.
No, I'm talking about for the show tomorrow.
Jeff, don't be kind of a smart ass.
I'm talking about the show tomorrow, too.
I'd love to get you, both you and your partner in crime in some kind of, outfit. Like, who's the guy? Lex Luthor or something like that.
No, Regis, that's the wrong. Lex Luthor was against Superman.
Yeah, whatever. One of the Star Wars. One of the Voyager characters.
Voyager.
How about Yoder? Can you dress up as Yoder?
I'm sorry. It'd take a lot of convincing to get me to dress up, Leridge. Sorry, I'm not a big dresser-upper.
I'm offering you a spot, a lengthy spot on national television. You can put a suit on, can't you?
I don't think you're playing this absolutely correctly.
How about that Chernobyl guy? Obi Ben Chernobyl.
I don't think you're playing this absolutely right with Regis.
I don't understand. He does say there's little low energy. I guess you don't want to come on my show?
Yeah, don't
I'd love
this,
to come on your show. I wasn't going to dress up, Reed.
Well, I'd like you to get your mind right if you're going to come on the show. What the hell is this?
What do you mean?
He said, no, he just seems to have a bit of an attitude here.
Well, no, Reed, you see,
I have no attitude, Reed.
Son, I know attitude. You just sound like Gelman. I mean, you sound like you have a lot of attitude there. Don't you want to? Do you want to be on my show or what?
Yeah. Do you want me to wear some green pointed ears?
No, I want you to put on, you know, maybe something that shows that you're a Star Wars fanatic, and come on.
Seems like a good trade, Jeff.
I mean, get your head out of your ass.
Hey, Reed. I'll think of something creative that'll show that I'm a Star Wars fanatic, Reed. Just for you.
Well, what we need to do is, let us know what you're going to wear so we can prep people. Because when I do the lead-in, I'll say, here's the kooky, crazy Star Wars guy that's wearing a suit out there.
I don't think you're getting... And listen, I'm very fond of this guy, Jeff, and he was
fond of him at all. He sounds like he doesn't want to do it. Understand that.
He was nice enough to say our names on the Today Show, but it sounds to me like...
Oh, you were on the Today Show.
Well, he said hello to us on the Today Show.
Jeff, you were on the Today Show?
Yeah.
How was that?
That was entertaining.
Good, well, we're more fun.
Oh, you seem like you're more fun.
We'd be a lot more fun. That's that wiseacre crap again.
I'm just not getting the feeling that...
I think he's a hump.
Well, you think he's a what?
I think he's a hump? What the hell's a hump?
I think you're a prick.
A prick?
I think I want to pull the plug on the whole thing. I'm sorry. I'm on your show. I can talk like that. I think he's a dickweed.
Outrageous.
Regis, you kill me when you talk about this. He's acting like he's something special. I think he's a hump.
He's a hump.
Oh, you got a little bronchitis there, lung butter?
Yes, I do.
Come on, do you want to come on the show or not?
Listen, Regis,
I mean, I'm trying to give the kid an opportunity.
Regis, I think you should apologize for calling him a prick.
I apologize for calling him a prick.
And Jeff, I think you should graciously accept Regis's invitation. And no matter
And in fact, Regis, just for you, I will wear a big, huge carpet suit so I can look like Chewbacca, and I'll make a Chewbacca sound for you.
Can you make it for me right now?
I don't know.
Go ahead, let me hear it, son.
Well, can you ask nicely?
That's it.
Now,
FM.
Oh, now, Regis.
No, I don't like this. He's a little publicity stunt kid.
All right. Hold on. Jeff, hold on a second.
He's
hold
a tool.
Hold on. This is going to...
F that. I don't need that. Regis. Come on, hang up on him.
No. I want to put him on hold.
Screw him.
Be kind,
Regis. I've got a national television show that he can come on, for Christ's sake.
Rob, pick up the phone. Hold on, Jeff.
He's giggling like a schoolgirl.
Pick up the phone.
Hump.
And tell him that Regis is really pissed.
Regis is sort of pissed at you right now. It might be nice if you sort of agreed to his demands. I mean, we're doing our best on the live show. So.
I swear to God, I'd slap him silly. He can't do it. Is he going to treat me like Bishop did?
What did he say?
He said he would do.
I don't understand the whole nine yards. I'm giving the kid an opportunity, and you said it would be great for the show. I've been talking about him all the time, and I talked about him on my television show.
I know you talked about.
And now I'm on your show, which I'm doing our regular promotional thing, and I thought it'd be a great little thing. And then the kid's kind of being a wiseacre.
He's back on the line now.
He's being a wise guy.
Jeff.
Hey, Regis, I'm terribly sorry. I apologize.
That's all right, son.
I'm just cold and tired here.
Okay, that's great. If you'd like to come on the show, I'm sure we can arrange it in the near future.
Okay.
How about tomorrow?
What, tomorrow?
If we can get a crew out there, we'll send a crew out early morning. What are you, in Seattle, West Coast time?
In Seattle, yeah.
Yeah, we'll send a crew out at 4 o'clock in the morning. Cairo.
That sounds great for me,
Regis. We'll send them out at 4 a.m. We're going to tape it, and you'll wear some kind of suit. And, take a shower, for Christ's sake.
What is the station? KIRO or King? What is the ABC
King
station?
I think it's King up there, right? Is your ABC affiliate King?
What, ABC?
Yeah, KIRO. What is it?
ABC is Como.
It's Como.
Oh, yeah,
Como.
That's right. Channel
4. K-O-M-O, yeah.
Channel 4.
Right, K-O-M-O, homo.
Just
kidding. No, you're not a homosexual, are you, son?
No, I'm not.
All right, that's great. Then we'll send the crew up. What are you going to wear? Some kind of Chewbacca suit? Is that it?
I'll have to call some people. I don't own any costumes, so I'll have to call around.
Just wear a hat or something.
Costumes available.
Wear a hat. All you need to do is wear a hat and wear your parka. And, I saw the pictures, and you'll do fine, all right?
And what time do you need this guy? What time does the crew got to be there?
4 a.m. We'll be taping it at 4 a.m. tomorrow. We'll send a tape crew, and, what it'll be is it'll be, "Hi, Regis, we're out here. You won't really have any interaction with me. What you'll do is tape the show, and you're going to have, "Hello, Regis, we're out here in front of the Cinerama. Explain what you're doing, and talk about Star Wars and how you like it. And if you're wearing the suit, it'll be a lot more funny."
Okay.
All right. You'll get your hands on a suit?
I will try my best to get my hands on a suit, Regis.
And, Jeff, is there any way that you can say hi to us tomorrow?
I would. I will say hi for you guys tomorrow.
And
Thank you.
You can do that. I give you my blessing on that. Yeah, all right, you've come around, young man. I hope. I wish you the very best of luck.
Okay, thanks.
We'll send the crew out tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks all a lot. Right, good luck to you.
Okay, good luck.
All right, thanks. See you on TV tomorrow, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Okay, cool.
Bye-bye.
that's great. May the force be with you.
Yeah, that's even better. Yeah. That's even better than you just getting mad at them.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Now they're going to be pissed at us.
Well, now if he thinks Regis is mad at him, now they'll be ready at 4 a.m. tomorrow with the suit.
What perhaps was great was I said, Regis is pretty peeved at you. And he said, well, yeah, okay, I'll be nice to Regis.
There we go.
Now, listen, everybody has to keep this a secret, though.
Right, exactly.
And yeah, we go on in Seattle in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to mention anything about this having happened on today's show.
We won't at all.
And then we will wait to hear back from Jeff at some point, maybe in a couple of days. We'll call him up as Regis to say,
how'd it go?
Yeah. Or where the hell were you?
Where the hell were you? Yeah, Regis will have the, I sent the crew out to the Cineplex. Where the hell were you?
Yeah.
Waiting online.
But again, we gotta keep it a secret from the two humps that are in line. Okay?
He's a smart ass, that kid.
Hold on, someone thinks he was hip to us? I don't think he was hip to that. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
You think he was hip to what was going on?
I think so. The tone of his voice, you know, the whole the crack about, you know, I'll go get a rug for Chewbacca. I mean, he was so sarcastic, and I mean, it could be the exposure and all that, but just the whole tone of it. You know, right from the get go, he was kept saying, "Okay, Reeves." You know.
Well, the guy is kind of a sarcastic dick every time we've talked to him.
I agree, he is. F you, you F and F.
I think it's possible, but at the same time, just there's something in his voice.
No, you know what? I agree with this guy. I thought that there might be a chance, but then
he was like, I kept waiting to say, "Okay, Mike," or something like that.
But
I think
the thing is,
playing along for fun.
But the thing is. Is then at the end, I came back around to thinking that he was buying it.
Yep.
And you know what it is? You never know for sure, and you can't really burn the bridge completely. And he said, okay, and then, you know, the truth will be told tomorrow.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. The thing is, he probably won't get up. He'll wait for them to come wake him. He's not going to be, up waiting for him. I mean, the guy's sleeping outside of...
You know what? It's noon. I mean, it's 9 a.m. in Seattle. We have to stop talking about this now.
Okay, all right.
Stop it. Thank you.
No problem.
We'll follow up on this topic tomorrow.
Yeah.
Very good. It'll be something that plays out tomorrow.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. And there's some behind-the-scenes stuff that we can do to ensure that...
Absolutely.
That things happen. We'll make some phone calls to make it appear as if...
Very good.
Things are happening.
We got you. Forward to it.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Good. Well, I've heard you didn't want to talk about it anymore, so I don't know.
Sorry.
If you wanted to, we can't because we're on. Hi. Good morning, Seattle.
Hello. How you
Seattle.
Doing?
Just want to say that good morning, Seattle, where it's a happy day for us. We're celebrating the ratings from DC and Sacramento today on the show.
Happy day for the Don and Mike show. We are thrilled, we hope for good things in Seattle as well.
You haven't missed much. I'm bombed.
Yeah, Don's been mainlining champagne since we got our Washington and Sacramento ratings in, and so we're having a bit of a celebration here.
I had a glass of champagne, and man, it's gone right to my head.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely right.
Show me the way to go home.
Straight to the head. Now, I want to share with you what a diversified man I am. Hold on, who's this? Frank?
Hello.
Hello, Frank.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, what can we do for you?
Oh,
that's nice. You can say that, but you can't say the F word.
Oh, sorry about that, but
we had to hit the delay on you, so your words of wisdom were not shared with the listening audience. If you're going to rake us over the coals, you have to do it without the language.
You said we effing suck, but my question would be, why are you listening and why are you calling?
Because after I listened to the Big Bird show, I look for something else. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. And where are you calling from?
Jersey.
From New Jersey. There's like 100 radio stations in New York.
Yeah, right, but...
Choose another one.
After the guy goes off, there's nothing else on. I mean, I'm talking nothing.
No, so you find us to be a viable alternative to anything else.
I try to listen to you know what I mean?
Are you going
to
call the other 99 shows and tell them they suck too?
Hey, listen... I've never called a radio station before. No.
Are you going to call Z100 and tell them they suck?
No, because...
Are you going to call KTU and tell them that they suck?
I don't do that.
Are you going to call CBS FM? Are you going to call WBLS and tell them they suck?
No, I won't.
Why?
Because I don't listen to them.
But you listen to us.
Yeah, because I...
Because we suck.
I try to listen to you, you know what I mean?
Let me just tell you something.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
You're my favorite caller today.
Absolutely. You win the favorite caller award today.
I love dumbasses like you. Guys who listen...
Never be Big Bird. Never.
Guys who listen to the show...
Never in history.
Call the show... And claim that they hate the show,
right.
But they can't manage to turn it off.
I hate it.
Especially when there's 100 other shows out there. Wait, how can
it's
you,
not funny, that though.
How can you not say you hate the show? You called up and you said, we effing suck.
Well, you do, but, you know.
Aren't you really saying that we suck less than everybody else who's on at this time?
If you were good, I would say it.
What?
If you were good, I would say it.
If you were good, you would say it.
Well, then let me just throw this out then. If what you're saying is all radio sucks in the middle of the day, is that what you're saying?
No.
Since you can find no other show to listen to except this one, and we effing suck?
Exactly.
Okay, then have you thought about perhaps listening to a CD, reading a book, watching television?
Driving your car into an abutment.
How can we think your radio suck in New York?
What?
How can you think your show sucks in New York?
You just said so.
I don't think the show sucks. You think the show sucks.
No, everybody thinks it sucks.
No. No, they don't.
You listen to you guys are losers. Believe me.
Yeah, but the thing is, you see, you're listening, though.
Right.
This is what I don't get. If you
listen
didn't...
for something funny.
If you didn't like it, you wouldn't be listening.
All right, guys.
Why so angry, sir?
And you know what's funny?
I'm not angry.
What's funny is that we get a dick like you who calls up.
A dick telling you the truth.
That's funny.
A dick telling you the truth.
Yeah, well, the truth is you're listening, and we appreciate it.
All right.
You're listening, and not only are you listening, you're taking the step that 99% of the people listening never do, and that is to become active and call.
And you said you've never called a radio show before, so we are blessed with the first call, which means you are really a fan of the show.
What a dumbass you are.
Hey, listen, just try to be a little funny, that's all.
Well, now you're mellowing. Now, see that? You're coming around. Isn't that delightful? You're a mellowing dumbass.
Okay.
MDA.
A mellowing dumbass.
All right. Funny stuff you said, DA.
Goodbye.
This people. I mean, come on.
Yeah, see, you're a fan. You know everything about the show.
I mean, it's all, you know, crap.
Yeah.
It's crap, but it's crap that you've listened to. It's crap that you've listened to, and you've obviously committed to memory.
Oh, he hung up.
Goodbye, DA.
There we go. Well, you know, the guy that said we suck knows all the little slug lines.
Catchphrases.
Sure.
And now he's listening to us talk about him on the radio.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He says we
what's up, guys? That was the biggest dumb MDA I've ever heard. You guys are my fix. When I go on a trip, I need to listen to you guys.
Very good.
I'm hooked.
That's good.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm hooked on you guys. You and Opie and Anthony. O&A is awesome on your old time slot.
That's great. Well, thank you. Keep listening to the radio station in Washington.
We do appreciate it. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I love you guys, but I don't listen.
Okay. Thank you.
That's okay.
All right, listen. We got a break, and then I'll prove to you my diversity.
Ah, really? You're the fact that you're a Renaissance man?
Yes, well, the new song that I'm hooked on. That I've been hooked on, various songs before.
Right.
From different genre of music.
True.
I think that I will show you how I have expanded my horizons.
Well, that's exciting to me.
With the new song that I'm hooked on. You know, like how I was hooked on.
New genre of music?
I was hooked on the H to the Izzo by Jay-Z for a while.
Yes.
And then sometimes I'll get hooked on, I was hooked on the Foo Fighters song for a while. The new Foo Fighters song.
Country music, perhaps?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Thought it might be a lateral move.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio guys, congratulations.
Oh, on the ratings. Thank you. Thank you for giving us those ratings.
And listen, I love you, Mike. I love your impressions.
Thank you.
And Don, I've listened since Pittsburgh back in the day. And I wanted to say this for a long time. I love your big, hairy sack.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
I should tell you that last night when I got home, my wife said that even if Leah Remini calls into the show to discuss my big, hairy sack,
right,
that my wife won't discuss it on the air. Because she got the whole thing about being a responsible mom and like a member of the community and stuff like that.
Yeah, I almost drove off the road with that magazine on the passenger side yesterday.
Oh, the Leah Remini stuff magazine, yeah. Stiff magazine?
Absolutely.
Okay, we got a break. I know, Robbie. We'll be right back.
This
and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm going to go toss the virtual salad.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right, that's a national number.
All right. Take
another... D.C. D.C. Hang out, Washington.
202-432-1067 on WJFK. New York City. WNEW 877-692-1027. Hello, sweetie.
Hi, sweetie. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Good.
So you don't want to discuss my hairy bees on the air.
Well, you know what? And as I thought of that later, I thought, wait a minute. I usually don't edit myself during sex. I'm not even saying I said that.
You did.
But, you know, now I will have to edit myself during sex, which
no.
really...
Oh, please don't. I
know,
like...
It takes what little joy there is.
I love the dirty... Honey, I love the dirty talk.
Yeah, no, but it's not... You know, I'm going to have to think, okay, do I want this broadcast? Gee, your chest is muscular. Oh, that would be okay. All right.
But you have said that about my sack before. That's
well, I would need to have a witness to that.
You know what?
Rob raised his hand.
You better
Rob
just,
raised his hand.
You better just admit to it, or I will be more graphic.
I don't think I've ever said the word sack.
No. I'm using the sack because I don't think I can use the other word on the air.
Bees. You're saying that she said, "I love your hairy bees."
Okay. Now, what part of "don't really want to talk about it"? You didn't.
Okay.
Get.
All right. That's all. I just wanted to reiterate for everybody, for when Leah calls in, whenever she calls in to discuss this topic, that you don't want to discuss the topic on the radio.
Well, thanks for talking about the fact that you're not talking about it. That was very effective. I appreciate it.
No problem. And I wanted to bring up the dog video that last night when I got home. Now, as it turns out, my wife was correct. The dog trainer who came over videotaped the training session. And you don't have to watch it with your dog.
But you watch it to learn how to train your dog.
You watch it to learn.
That would be an invention. That would be great. If you could just set it up and put your dog in front of it and they'd learn without you doing it.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, use something to stabilize their head.
The thing that I found, I don't want to use the word annoying because that's not correct because I don't find you annoying. The thing that it was hard for me to concentrate on the tape was that it was not just the guy giving the lesson, and the guy was obviously good and knew what he was doing. Like, he was getting our dogs, which are, incidentally, they're like rabid animals. Apparently, we've been raising them totally wrong, doing everything wrong with them. Within 5 minutes, this guy's got the dogs sitting, standing, you know, staying.
So he's good. On the videotape, yeah. he's a good trainer.
The guy, our littlest, the middle dog, Max, he's got a bowl of treats right next to him. And he's got Max. Max is not going after the treats.
Wow.
And then he brought the cat in with all three dogs, and they all left the cat alone.
Right, and Clink a lot of times.
And they've never done that before?
No. We've had years of armed warfare. The cat is definitely afraid to come down here. The cat was relaxed because she knew that someone who could take control of the dogs was there.
A lot of times... The German Shepherd, Colonel Clink, and we pretty much have now decided in the house that Clink is my dog,
mm-hmm.
Max is Frieda's dog, and the new dog, Rudy, the little dog, that's Bart's dog. A lot of times Clink, my dog, I love him, the German Shepherd, he's great, but he's like all dogs. His brain is the size of a pea.
Right.
A lot of times what happens is, because he's a dog and he's basically stupid, the cat will have already slipped downstairs and will be sitting in the kitchen. Meanwhile, Colonel Clink is sitting over by the family room, staring up at the stairs on cat watch, waiting for the cat just to catch a glimpse of him while the cat is 10 feet behind him.
Getting ready to chase the cat.
Yeah, because he loves chasing the cat. So I was amazed to see.
Yeah, he didn't chase him a bit.
Wow.
I mean, he left it. He just laid there and then rolled over.
Well, what made it so special? I mean, what did he do?
Because you correct the dog. You just let him, you just let him know who's boss.
Well,
you correct him before he chases the cat. As soon as he thinks about it, as soon as his ear starts to tilt towards the cat, you say...
Yeah, no, that's the thing that I found annoying is that what the guy wants to do is you go,
Because you hears like... you say, because no becomes an overused word. So you make a noise that really catches their attention. And what I liked about it, and what I want to move into my humans in the house, is that you correct them just for thinking about them. You know, that you're on their leash with that pinch collar before they've made a move, just when their eyebrow goes up. So if he's looking at a magazine, he starts to look interested, I yank my husband's collar... Don't
so there you go.
As we are watching this tape yesterday, I'm finding the guy to be rather interesting and seeing that his techniques work.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that also featured co-starring on this videotape, which was taped in our family room, is my wife.
Very good.
With her endless stream of questions.
You know what? That's what you're paying him for, Sugar Bear.
I know, but I didn't know that that part was going to be on the videotape.
Did he welcome the questions, Frida?
Of course. He kept saying, do you have more questions? Yeah. I mean, I try. If you're paying somebody to come to your house and teach you, you ask them questions.
And the guy, listen, I want to tell you that the guy looks like he could be in Tony Soprano's gang.
Wow. Really?
Oh, and, yeah. He'd bada bing the dog if the dog
Oh, really? Big tough guy? Well, that's good, too.
He's like a mobster type. He was funny sitting there watching him speak because he talks like Paulie Walnuts.
Yeah, here's what you do with the dog.
Right.
Yeah. You teach the dog. You're the master. If the dog brings you the toy, you don't play with the toy because what you're telling the dog is that the dog is setting the course for what's happening. You play with the toy when you want to play with the toy. So what you do is you take the toys and you put them up on the high shelves where the dogs can't get them.
I mean, what the guy's saying in essence is everything we've done with the dogs for the whole, I don't know, 10 years we've had the dogs, everything is absolutely wrong.
He sounds very innovative. He really does.
No, our dogs push us around, and I have to be the alpha bitch, which I'm going to work on more.
You know, and it's like last night, after I watched the videotape, I didn't know how to react. We were all sitting in the family room together watching some stupid television show, and I said to Frida, I said, am I allowed to pet the dog?
Yeah,
Good question. Am I allowed to to be nice to the dog? You know, because I couldn't tell it. Watching this guy on the videotape is like, you got to tell the dog who's the boss.
Yeah, well, that's the similar theme in a lot of training, but it sounds pretty extreme.
Well, it was
No, it's not extreme at all. It's just that you don't pet the dog when the dog comes up to you and bumps his head against your whatever. It means you decide. And when you say good dog, you make it because he's really done something good, not just for... doing nothing.
And that's where I felt bad, because I do it all the time. Like, when I come home, if they just come over to greet me, that's the first thing I say, oh, good boy.
Yeah, but you can still do that. You just tell them something like, sit first. You get them to do something you want. You say, sit, and then they sit, and then you go, good boy. And then you give them a love.
It's weird.
Well, that's cool.
It's weird, but the videotape was weird.
Now, are you working with the dogs now after the videotape? How much time? Because one of the things I've always found about dog trainers is that after they come over, they indicate to you that it's a pretty significant time commitment in order to get the dogs to, you know, and that's really, a lot of people don't have that,
right?
But, you know, I just took the dogs out this morning, and I was supposed to take them each individually out and all this kind of thing. Well, I took them all three out, and just because I was more, you know, I was more in charge, they all behaved so much better than they did before I started this. So, I mean, even with no time, even just me being more in charge, I mean, just a different attitude toward them, they already behave better.
All right, sweetie. All right, well, I love you.
I love you, too.
All right, I'll see you later.
Goodbye, boo.
Bye-bye. So, anyway... that's what happened yesterday with the dog trainer. Well, you know, we're watching the videotape last night. At first, I was skeptical about this.
Right, of course.
I'm watching the tape, but then I'm seeing the results. I'm seeing my German Shepherd, who goes spastic and jumps up. He actually jumps off the ground and jumps 2 feet off the ground when he sees the cat. That's how wow. excited he gets.
And does he jump up on you, too?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right.
When he gets excited. Yeah. And I see him sitting there. And the cat is right in front of him. And the guy from the Bada Bing Club is going, don't even think about looking at that cat. Don't even think about it. And I mean, and he's not pulling.
He says that to the dog?
Yeah, he's not pulling on a choke collar.
Is the dog on a lead?
No. He's just, for whatever reason, he's talking to the dog and the dog is listening to him.
So there was no leash involved?
No leash.
Whoa.
The dog just sitting there. Don't even think about it. That is the cat. Do not chase the cat. We're watching this going, wow, this is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff.
Did he use a lead at any time?
Yeah, I think he did in the beginning part of the tape.
Right.
And then he takes it off.
Right.
And I think, like if Colonel Klink had done something bad, he would have put it back on again.
Okay, yeah.
That he was,
okay.
You know, it's he was, you know, he would do, he would hurt him, not hurt him, but you know, yeah. Pull his neck.
Right. It's a choke collar that he's got.
Yeah. If he does something bad and then take it off, but then obviously the dog got the lesson.
Wow.
But I should bring the videotape in if nothing else, just to play you this guy's voice because it's so funny to hear
him. Bring it in. I'd like to take it overnight.
Let me tell you something, ma'am. The problem is the way you and your husband and your son have treated these dogs. You are the elevated species.
That's what he says.
When they come over and the little one pokes you and your husband gives him a cookie, he's reinforcing the fact that the dog is the one that's in charge. Your husband should only give the dog the cookie when the dog has done something that he deserves the cookie for.
Ah, there you go.
When your dog comes over, naturally, he's cute, he's lovable. You want to hug him, you want to pet him. Make him do something to earn that love first.
That's funny.
Wow. I mean, really, that's what the guy was saying.
There you go.
So, like I said last night, I'm petrified.
Forget about it.
I'm going, am I allowed to even, to act nice to these dogs?
Well, there you go. See, now he's got to, sit or do something.
I was breaking the rules last night.
Yeah.
I was just being the same way I've always been with the dog.
Sure. It's tough to maintain the discipline.
Last night. And, I mean, who can resist when the little Max comes up?
What's the sound that you do to correct the dog? You go,
ah! Ah! No, it's more of a throaty, like you're clearing your throat.
Ah!
That's the sound. And,
ah!
When I walked down to get the newspaper this morning, when we went outside, I opened the door and immediately the three of them go bounding outside and they all started fighting, the playful fighting. And I thought, hold on a minute. I went, ah! And they all stopped.
Wow. Whoa!
They all stopped after one time with Tony Soprano.
Very, very cool. Is he coming back at all? Or
I don't think he has to come back. I think it's one time, and then, he mentioned if it doesn't work, he'll come back, and he shoots the dogs.
Tough guy.
He kills the dogs.
The dogs will be eliminated if you have this problem. No. I will get rid of the bodies.
So that's why he gives you the videotape. Right. So anyway.
Very cool.
Listen, here's how diverse I am, that I enjoy. I like the oldies.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I like today's modern hip-hop artists such as Jay-Z.
I'm always very impressed by your breadth of musical knowledge.
The song that I had been hooked on previously was, I think I've got it on the CD here, the new Foo Fighters song. Hold on, let me see this. For a while, this had been my favorite song.
I haven't heard you play this.
Well, we were playing oldies out of the Stop Fest now. This used to be my favorite new song.
Everyone makes one mistake. One more time for old time's sake. One more time.
I like the Foo Fighters.
They're great.
Good band. Bam, bam, bam.
One less bone of memory.
But in recent days, and to you country music fans out there, I realize I'm late to the party. Like I was late to the party on Jay-Z.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Yeah, Reber. There's a song that's out by a hayseed named Toby Keith.
Toby Keith is a very famous country artist.
And I've discovered that he does the commercials with Terry Bradshaw, with the 1-800 commercial.
That's right. Come on, quit big-leaguing me.
The guy's got a song out that I'm telling you I can relate to, and now I cannot get the song out of my mind.
I haven't heard this song.
It is the song that I listen to on the way to work and on the way home from work, and I've listened to now for approximately 3 weeks like a mental patient, and I'm going to share it with you now. The song is I Want to Talk About Me. And he's talking about his relationship with his wife or his girlfriend. Anyway, this is my new song now.
We talk about your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin. The knots on your toes and the run and your holes. And God knows we're going to talk about your clothes.
Your clothes.
You know talking about you makes me smile.
Every once in a while,
I want to talk about me.
I want to talk about I
want to talk about number one.
Oh, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want,
what I feel. I like talking about you usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me.
identifying with this song.
I mean, I don't know why I love this goddamn song.
I don't either.
When we talk about your teens, your high school teens,
you don't like it?
No, I know why you like it, though. Of course I understand why you like it.
Listen to it.
We talk about you guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brain and your smarts and your medical charts. And when you start.
When you start.
The you know talking about you makes me grin.
Every now and then,
I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. My, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want,
what I see.
I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. Me, me, I want to talk about me.
I like the yodeling.
Okay, here we go.
Now, my favorite part's coming up when he goes, you, 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 you. Here it is.
And I know this has been, the country songs have been out for like a month or something. I'm late on it.
You, 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 you. I want to talk about me.
Me.
About me. Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. My, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know. What I want, what I see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me.
Love this song.
Every day, to and from work.
Yeah.
I want to talk about me. Me.
There it is.
Starts out like country rap a little bit.
Yeah. It's like,
Call me Keith, the American Country Countdown. I'm Bob Kingsley.
One of the lines is something like, we talk about your Nana down in Indiana. We talk about your grandma in old Alabama.
I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about number one.
I can see you driving down the road listening to that.
My, oh, my.
Yes, sir, on American Country Countdown. This next song's going out to Don Geronimo.
Oh, Frida hates it, too.
Because I sing it to her.
Every once in a while, I just go, you, 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 you.
We talk about your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover.
So true.
We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your hose, and God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile.
But every once in a while, I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one.
My, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see.
I like talking about you, 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 usually.
Occasionally, I want to talk about me.
I don't think I've ever seen you react with this much passion to a song.
I
want to
talk about me.
Love it. Love it.
Daddy, you've never given him a twofer.
We talk about your schemes, your high school team, and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about you guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you
idolize.
We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts.
And when you're going to start.
That's about her, period.
Yeah. Right?
But every now and then, I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one.
Oh, my, oh, my.
What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I've seen. I like talking about you, 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 usually.
Occasionally,
I want to talk about me.
I did.
So you sing this to free.
I'm talking about me.
Here you go. Here's the part I sing to her. Right here, coming up.
Talk about me.
You, 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 you.
You, 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 you,
usually. But occasionally.
Talk
about me.
The trifecta has been completed.
Yep.
I'd like to make this announcement that we will be moving our home base studios to Mobile, Alabama. As Don has now completed the trifecta of NASCAR,
yeah,
the WWF, and now country music. I have now
one
taken
song.
A back seat. I was formerly the biggest redneck on the show.
One song, that's all. One song that has struck a nerve with me.
I can imagine that annoys her a little bit too when you're going, you.
I like it. It's catchy.
Yeah. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one, what my, what I like, what I want, hey. What I see. What I know, what I see.
I can't imagine why you like that song. Look at that passion.
Me. Great. Great. I know all you country fans out there. And when I started to like the song, I looked in the radio magazine. The song was like number two nationally. So it's
very popular.
Any of you necks out there, it's an old song to you, but
probably get a few of those good.
Dad,
someone's
ye late to the party. Someone sophisticated and urbanite like me, I'm just discovering that now.
Very good.
For the last 3 weeks,
would it get you to a Toby Keith concert?
No. But for the last 3 weeks, that has knocked the Foo Fighters out of the number one spot in my personal CD.
Wow. Like that Foo Fighters too.
Player. Yo, that's good.
Yeah, they are good.
That's a good one. I can't play it. I couldn't play you the whole thing because they say the S word.
How about Pink? Get the party started.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Oh, that's a great.
I love that song. That's my new number one. I love that song. I listen to that all the time.
Get started.
I'm coming out, so you better get that party started.
The only problem I have with that, Toby Keith,
you'll be kissing my ass.
Sometimes I listen to that song so loud in my car that I need some Goody's headache powder.
Powders.
Yeah, excuse me.
Goody's headache powders.
Right. Goody's headache powders.
Yes, sir. What car does he like?
Toby?
Yeah, Toby likes what NASCAR? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I don't know. Who's there? Chris? Donna Mike Show. Hello, Chris. Are you there?
Are you there?
Chris?
Are you there?
Chris, hello. How about Jared? Is that right?
Or is it Jared?
No. Oh, maybe it's Jared. Yeah, no, you're right. It's Jared.
Like the subway guy.
No, it's Jared.
Jared. Well, it says big letters Jared. J-A, and then small letters R-E-D.
Like Ja Rule.
It basically Jared. Makes the determination how you pronounce that depends on whether you're going to get the wand at the airport or not.
Hello.
I gotta tell you guys, that's the worst song I've ever heard in my life. I want to kick in my radio when I hear that song.
Yeah.
Wow.
I won't wipe my ass with that song.
All right. Listen, I'm just telling you. I'm a Renaissance man. I like all kinds of music.
Sure.
Okay.
The lyrics. I'm gonna drive into a telephone pole if I hear that.
The lyrics speak to you, Don.
The lyrics, after 20 years of marriage, speak to me. That's all I can say. You know, it's my new anthem. I'm sorry you can't share it. Goodbye, Jared. Hello, Adrian. Adrian, are you there?
Stop.
What?
Make the pain stop.
All right,
please.
All right, I promise I won't play the country music anymore. Okay?
Are you going to be asking your cousin if she loves her BHBs anytime soon?
All right, listen, everybody is. Everybody's busting my balls here about this, so I will stop it. But
oh, my God.
But I want you to know that I like that.
Oh, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. 20 minutes before the big hour of 1 o'clock, this is Pink!
And see, when I think of this, I think of getting on my best dress, getting into my Mercedes Benz, and looking trashy. Absolutely.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
I don't mind that song.
It's a good song.
I really don't mind that song. It's no Toby Keith.
No, it isn't.
No,
and
they're
what
still
is.
Yodeling.
Well, they'd make a nice baby if they did it.
It's no, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about I. I want to talk about number one. My, oh, my. I like talking about you, usually.
But occasionally,
I want to talk about me.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, I love that song.
Yeah. Ha ha! Wow.
They gotta be like, they gotta just get me a room with a rubber room. when I pull up to a red light and I got my windows down and I got that.
I would imagine you get a few looks with that.
Stupid song playing. Jesus. Okay, we got a break?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me share that with you.
Thank you for indulging us.
And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's your national number? Washington, D.C.? Where you've turned the radio world upside down?
Yeah!
And made our midday radio show number one? 202-432-1067 if you're listening to us on radio station WJFK. New York City, WNEW, your number 877-692-1027.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Correct. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Howdy, partner. Welcome to Heat.
It's one record. Come on, it's one record I like. Please, and it's my favorite.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
It's my favorite.
Well, Don and Mike, I wanted to tell you about Larry King.
Yeah,
I heard that his new contract is somewhere in the neighborhood of $56 million.
This is going to piss you off. I've got the story right here.
And I couldn't believe it. More than the, what Spurrier is going to get, more than they're going to give Tuna.
This is from the Drudge Report. CNN insiders are furious with Larry King after salary rates for his new contract were grossly inflated in a press leak.
That's Larry all the way.
Yeah.
That is Larry all the way saying, I make more money than I want people to know.
Yeah. CNN has signed Larry King, the New York Post reported, for four more years at an annual salary of $14 million.
Right.
Now keep in mind that Katie Couric just signed for $13 million.
Mm-hmm.
A guy like Peter Jennings, Tom Brokaw, they make about $7 million a year.
Right.
Okay. CNN staffers, familiar with the real negotiations, read the New York Post in shock.
Sure.
What the hell is going on here? Said one CNN insider. The new deal gives Larry, at tops, $7 million a year.
Okay.
The $14 million is a total fantasy. More on the Larry King story. Behind the scenes, Larry King himself is being directly accused of grossly exaggerating the offer made by CNN.
Oh, my God. Well, that doesn't surprise me either, Larry.
Larry also says that one of the perks in his contract, this is according to Larry King now, one of the perks in his new contract was the use of a private plane. Mm-hmm. Insiders at CNN say that Larry King asked for unlimited use of a private jet, a request that was rejected outright.
There you go.
He wanted total access. He's not getting it.
Larry. Now, see, and when you hear about the, who's exaggerating that, it kind of tells you about, Larry being accused of exaggerating it himself.
Yeah, it's Larry. I mean, listen.
It's Larry.
It's, first off, Christ, if someone paid me $7 million a year,
right?
I swear to God. Well, first, I wouldn't tell anybody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if I was going to tell anybody, I would feel no need to exaggerate.
No, that's good.
Especially if all I had to do was sit with my slumped shoulders and talk to somebody on a TV monitor for 1 hour a night.
Yeah, which is as opposed to the radio show where you used to fall asleep.
Right. Jesus Christ. But
and also, guys, that's only for a cable deal. It's not even a network deal.
And for whatever reason, he feels the need
to exaggerate it because his feelings of inadequacy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the trophy wife. He
he's married into the family with real athletes.
So he calls Liz Smith up, the cow at the New York Post, and he tells her that it's for $14 million.
They're negotiating. It could go as high as $14
million. And he has unlimited use of a jet.
And I'm throwing in a jet, Liz. It's going to be a great deal for me. And why don't you put that in your column? And, yeah, you can print that. It could be upwards of $14 million.
The people at CNN, familiar with the negotiations, who read the New York Post report in shock.
Right.
What the hell is going on? The New Deal gives Larry $7 million a year, tops. It's his fantasy.
But you're absolutely right. I mean, what kind of guy is going to exaggerate $7 million? What the hell is the point?
$7 million.
More money than anything.
I mean, God.
That's plenty.
$7 million make my ass red. I mean, $7 million bucks.
Red ass.
I also read in the contract that he gets to hang out with Sandy Koufax.
There you go. Yeah, so Larry.
Do you sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chance. We have a chance
now. There we go.
Okay.
Stand up, chance. Okay.
Come on, Don. Don't be scared.
Okay. Okay. I wrote this song myself. This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is the chancy man. The little chancy man. How we love the chancy man, the chancy man.
There he is.
Just amazes me that frog's been that successful anyway.
$7 million. First of all, I don't think he's worth $1 million a year.
Well,
he's
worth $500,000 a year.
Isn't he getting killed in the ratings by the O'Reilly factor?
Lately, he has been, yes.
That's right, Buzz.
Yes.
It's that time
of
year.
Must be contagious. Yes.
It must be. Yes, I had it earlier. Okay, touche. I know that was your veiled way of saying that. You could just come out and say that I had it earlier.
You had it earlier. I got it too, guys. I got it too. My kids had it. I have it.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up? Let me just say first, I live in Maryland, and I am one of your faithful listeners.
Thank you. And listen, yeah, these ratings that we got today. I mean, it's like we're bending over and pulling a Morton Anderson on ourselves right now. I mean, it's like we're.
I understand because of these ratings now, the company will be paying us each $14 million a year.
And we have private jets, Mike.
We have both of us, individual private jets on our beck and call.
Well, you guys deserve it. But, Don, I'd just like to ask you, when exactly will you be trading that Cadillac in for a beat-up pickup truck with the Confederate flag on the back of it?
Hey, now, come on. It's one song.
Another Toby Keith. You know, they've been overwhelmed by Toby Keith.
Will you stop busting my balls? And don't even look at the fact that it's a country song.
It
very well could be a rap song. I mean, it could be like by Jay-Z or by The Outkast or something.
Did I ever tell you about the day that I was drunk? The day my mom got out of prison? And I went to pick her up in the rain? But before I could get to the station in my pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Getting back to this.
It's David Allan Coe.
Oh, is it? Okay.
If you were wondering.
I was.
It's a little song, You Never Even Called Me By My Name.
Hello.
It's my favorite country song.
And you're mocking me. You're mocking me for as long as I want to talk about me, want to talk about I.
Well, the David Allan Coe, David Allan Coe was a country song about all country songs. It was kind of a spoof
of
country. Yeah, when I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain, but before I could get to the station in my pickup truck, she got run over by a damn old truck. I love that song.
The cutting edge of David Allan Coe.
There you go. David Allan Coe, who really was in prison, too.
Wow.
Which is really, I think, you know, if you're really going to go with your authentic country stars, they have had the log sometime in a penal institution.
Right? Gotcha. Hey, what did you want? Are you there?
Did I scare him away with my singing?
No. Oh, no, I turned the mic. I turned the button off. I'm sorry. What?
Could you ask Lisa how she likes Scott Farrell's BHBs?
I will. Thank you, my friend.
You guys rock. See you later.
This might be shit.
I mean, I'll hear you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.
Right, take care of those youngins.
Straight razor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ow. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy from D.C.
Hello, Jeremy.
Hello.
First time caller, short time listener.
Okay.
I've got to admit, I moved out from Oklahoma, and I'm digging the country music you guys are putting on there, even if it's a couple songs.
It's one song. It's one song.
You threw the David Allan Coe in there. I got to give you props for that.
That was me, sir, and I was just using it as an example, but it's nice to know that we have pleased an individual from Oklahoma.
Absolutely. I just wanted to congratulate you on the ratings and let you know I first started listening to the show, and I have to admit I thought it was terrible.
Very musical show today, Oklahoma, where the wind blows swiftly across the plain.
And now you're turning into Johnny Fagolo.
Sweeping down the plains, but you were
sweeping close. Sweeping down. plane. Thank you, sir.
Hey, but anyway, listen, this is boring. You hated us at first.
I hated you at first. I have to admit I was a big Stern fan, and when you guys would come on, I would turn you off.
Mm.
Didn't really give you a chance at first. I've been out here about 6 months. You know, I listen to you here and there, and now you guys got me. I listen every day faithfully. I'm in my car.
Okay.
Sales rep, and you guys...
L.A. H-O-M-A. Oklahoma.
All right, goodbye.
Sorry.
See you later.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hope it's sooner than later.
Oklahoma sooner, so sooner states.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
I'm as bad as you are. I'm still drunk from my glass of champagne.
That's what it is.
I'm still totally bombed from my glass of champagne an hour, 2 hours
Sooners,
ago.
The Sooners. What the hell is a Sooner?
Hello, Donna
Mike. Sooner, Hound Dog?
I don't know.
What is a Sooner? Don't know exactly. Good
well, you're
question.
You're from Kansas. You're the closest.
That's true. We look upon Oklahoma in Kansas the same way people in Virginia look upon West Virginia.
Oh, I see. Okay, very good. Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah. I'm calling from the Brentwood Road post office. We moved over here to Gaithersburg, and we started listening to you guys when we came over here.
You guys have had a hell of a few months.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you guys have really helped pull us through. In fact, not only are we a lot happier, you cured my hemorrhoids, too.
Wow. That's great.
Much like Elvis.
That's great.
So I just wanted you guys to know that we appreciate the comedy.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Welcome.
So not only are they dodging anthrax, but we cured some hemorrhoids. That's terrific.
Absolutely. Right.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We saw that on a wall down at Graceland.
It's the funniest thing we ever saw down
there. Mike and I were down there. I think we were taping something for TV.
Yes.
About our trip to Graceland. And we were writing our names on the wall outside Graceland. And we found...
You found it.
A spot. Well, we can both take credit for it.
Right, but I remember when you found it because you said, "And look at this." And you pointed at it. And I came over and there it was misspelled. Yeah. And, you know, like anybody can spell. I mean, hemorrhoid, not an easy thing to spell.
There's all kinds of messages like, "Elvis, we love you. Elvis... You'll always be the king.
Right.
God bless Elvis." And someone's written real big, "Elvis cured my hemorrhoids."
Mm-hmm.
Real big on the wall at Graceland.
We had a lot of moments at Graceland, like when we went up to see the flower arrangement.
You know? Oh, with the Beetlejuice head?
Yeah, the Beetlejuice head on the Elvis body, and then Elvis heaven's calling. You know, with like a flower arrangement. Oh,
well, my second favorite thing ever written on the wall, I must give you credit, is, "I am Mike O'Mara, and I am naked without cash."
Yeah, that's because Mike needed money to live in Memphis.
Absolutely.
Mike had no cash.
That was the line of mine.
Isn't that right, Elvis?
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night, but I didn't make it. Oh, damn. I don't know the words to it, so I can read it. If I goober it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
Please forgive us.
If I goober it up.
Hello, Orville. Are you there, Orville?
Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, this is a big country fan from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell him that there's also another Toby Keith song called "How You Like Me Now," and it's dedicated to Larry King.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
How You Like Me Now.
Right. Hey, listen, all this talk about country music is just reminding me there's really only one country song that we stand behind on this show. And this is it right here. I mean, F. Toby Keith. This is the one right here.
You said first that we would never part.
Now, this is a great country song.
It drove us back like Texas through my heart.
Only wish we could really play the whole thing.
Yeah.
The biggest cowgirl bitch I've ever seen.
Love this one.
Stuffed into your two-tight blue wrangle jeans.
I don't have the guts to sing this one to Frida.
Well, I thought of every word from A to Z.
Not that I would ever sing this to her.
But you put the in country.
Now that's a song.
That's catchy. That's a terrific
that's
song.
A song. Now that's a hit record.
That's easy on the ears.
That is a hit record. That's what that is right there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, Bud.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, do you really talk like this? I do.
Now, come on.
You're kidding me. This isn't a real voice. This has to be a fake voice.
I'm from California. Why are y'all making fun of the G-Man? I thought you liked him.
We're making fun of him because he's the competition.
He's
the competition now. He's not another radio station. So.
You used to like the G-Man.
Now, can I tell you something? We never really did. We just pretended to.
Absolutely, because we were working in the same building.
Gosh darn, you fired me.
I think he's a nut. I think he's crazy. I think he's Mr. Magoo.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Okay?
And you know what?
He really hates us, too. He pretended like he likes us, but he hates us, too. We couldn't be more different. Thanks for the call. Thanks a lot. Honor and a privilege. I thought you liked him.
Thanks for your service to our country.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah. Hang on for an autograph photo.
Someday I'll have to tell you the story about, well, it was an everyday story at WJFK after G. Gordon Liddy, who I really don't hate. It's just we're competitive right. against him now. But he would be on the air talking about how he could, you know, kill men and be rough and tough. And then I would, it's sad to watch it. Feeble man, not, unable to walk up and down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
the guy was highly frail.
Yeah, he's a little long in the tooth.
He's getting up there.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, absolutely.
Really, we
had moments with him. We had good moments with him.
I really wish nothing but the best to him and sure. and his wife Frances. They're both great people.
Right. Very good. Amen, brother.
Love them both. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Mike. I was going to tell you where they got the term sooner from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Back when they had the Oklahoma land grab, they believed that there were some people that actually got out there before the race began, and they named them Sooners.
That's brilliant.
And, they embraced it.
Well, that's okay. Terrific. So people in Oklahoma were Sooners.
Gotcha.
We got there sooner. Is that really true?
I don't know.
I think it is.
What
a lame ass explanation.
There's some other guy on the phone. Jeff, you got the same. You got the same dumb explanation.
It's the same exact thing. They got there sooner than other people, and they became the Oklahoma Sooners.
Well, then, who are they? How come they're not the Nebraska Laters then?
I thought that it was really that the men in Oklahoma in those days would achieve release early.
No, obviously, no Paxil users there, right?
The government gave out Oklahoma, and they said you got like 3 days. To prepare for this, and people were getting there sooner than other people. And they,
imagine
know,
that.
Pissed off.
How would you like to be living in that time, in olden time America? Attention, and it wouldn't even be like on radio or TV.
No.
It'd be some guy standing on a box going, hey, hear ye,
go on.
About 400 yards yonder, there is a new state called Oklahoma. First come, first serve.
Now gone, get.
Shoo.
Shoo fly.
Be one of the first to get there. Get there sooner than your brother.
Well, howdy, neighbor. I understand you made the trip all the way cross country to Oklahoma, but I got here sooner.
Sooner.
So I am officially a sooner. I have my parcel already.
Parcel?
This is my parcel, Rob.
Dumb.
I'm going to farm it. I'm going to drill for oil.
Come on, Gaffel.
Hello, Ethel.
Jared. Another guy named Jared?
Or is it Jared?
Jared.
Jared.
Hello, Jared. Jughead?
Do not try to spank me with that electronic wand.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Don?
Yes, Don and Mike. We're here. Hi.
Yeah, Don, listen, I'm calling from White Plains, New York, not too far from Bedford. I've been a listener now for about 6 months or so. I love the show, and I've got a couple of sayings that you might enjoy that I think I would enjoy about, little slogans. So how about one, Don and Mike, void, we're prohibited.
Oh, this is a guy trying to give us new bumpers.
All right, try another one, sir.
Okay, Don and Mike, any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
Whew, boy,
no good.
Not going to be on the ask. Give me another one.
That's it. That's the only two I can come up with.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Well, thank you for the effort.
That's a start.
Okay.
All right.
Well, another one lost.
Those bastards. I called with a viable piece of comedy, and they rejected me. Those incredible, cruel bastards.
Where'd you find the crickets?
Oh, they've been around.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we had lost the crickets.
I found them. They had been misfiled.
Misfiled. How can you misfile a cricket for God?
I have no idea.
Hey, listen, we have to break. We'll be going to the hotline to heaven on today's show.
Oh, good.
But when we get back, I want someone to please explain to me the difference between, and I know there are subtle differences, but the chamber and the chair. Okay? They both appear to be just total dumbass television shows.
Yeah.
And I know that on the chamber that they shoot you with the flames and then they cold you down to the ice cold temperatures and on the chair they check your blood pressure
right.
to make sure your blood pressure doesn't get elevated. But mm-hmm. what I want to know is who's coming up with the, first of all, who came up with the dumb idea to begin with?
The major penitentiaries that had the death penalty.
who's the dumbass?
That's what they called. They called it the chair in the chamber. That's right. What they called it.
Who's the dumbass at which? Who stole it from who? Who stole the dumb idea from who?
Good question.
Did Fox steal it from ABC or did ABC steal it from Fox?
And why are all these shows hiring like Gen X, unshaven, slicky boy a holes to host their show?
And yeah, well, except for John McEnroe.
John McEnroe.
How did that happen?
Right. Well, the one that I saw was on Fox the other
the
night.
The chamber,
which mm-hmm. just you know the guy's like. Okay, here you go. Your blood pressure will be monitored. There you are.
Got like
the guy that hosts Fear Factor, too. The Fear, which I watched last night for
Joe
the first
Rogan.
Time. And could not suck enough.
From News Radio, Joe
I mean,
Rogan.
If get right to the stuff. And they're sitting there, they're going to ride bulls last night.
Yeah.
And they spend 20 minutes, you know, talking about, ooh, that's a big bull. I'm scared. I'm not scared. I'm scared. I'm not scared. Well, ride the damn thing, please.
All right, so let's talk about, oh, and then I've seen the ads on CBS. With the, you know, please, give me a break with this Survivor. I don't give a rat's ass what Tina J or whatever, what she's doing the week after
right.
the Survivor show went off the air. But that's what they're bombarding us with now this Thursday night.
WB is doing a cheaper imitation of both shows.
What?
The futon. I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Where are the crickets?
I don't get it.
It's not quite a chair. It's a futon.
It's a futon.
The futon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
Piece of furniture. I know.
Okay, I'm
a fancy
with you.
Piece of furniture.
I'm with you.
I'm sorry.
You
I'm surprised
right.
you didn't know that.
Yeah. Right, I'm with you, Jay. Tonight on UPN, the Chase Lounge.
Yeah,
okay. Right, I get
maybe
it.
I should have gone with something a little more common.
I got no.
Toby.
I know what
God.
Wasn't David Allen.
Oh, God. Oh,
and furthermore, if you want to be...
oh, my God.
If you want to really get down to brass tacks, futon is really... Isn't it really a bed? I mean, I know it serves the purpose
it's a sofa.
Of both, be. But it's a sofa that turns into a bed.
Yes, a sofa. It just sounded funny. That's why I used the futon.
Sounded funny.
Futon.
Sounded funny to you.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You.
Let's talk about me.
I want to talk about me. Want to talk about I.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's break.
Jesus Christ.
We will be right back. But I do want to talk about this dumb chamber and the dumb chair show.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Coming, okay?
Yes, and of course, the ottoman is another one.
Okay.
Stop.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Daddy, and I French kiss.
So everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, we are
ready, Steve.
We announced we came on the air today that the Sacramento Radies came out yesterday, and
okay.
they were great.
Yeah. Right,
thank you, Sacramento.
Number one, as always.
Cool.
Mike and Buzz. Or rather, Robin Buzz. They promised they're good. Robin Mike.
No, Robin Buzz. You had it right. You had it right the second time. That's why you're getting confused.
No. You forget how I feel about Sacramento.
Mike and Rob.
That's all right. You Sacramento bashers, I hope you got your lesson this time around.
Mike
O'Mara telling you guys that.
Mike and Rob have mm-hmm. assured me that they will be nicer
yes.
towards Sacramento.
That's good.
Hello, friends.
I don't know what you're talking about. Time.
I've always stood by Sacramento. Stand by your town.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Thank you, Reber.
Because we got some great ratings there. But the real news, number one again in Sacramento, and that's been unchanged for 6 years in a row.
Excellent.
And we thank you very much for listening. Even though now you're hearing us tape delayed in the noon to four slot, the news from D.C. was that our midday show, in one ratings book, you guys have taken us from 12th place to fourth place.
Fantastic.
Wow. And we're only an eighth of a point behind first place already. And that's in the beauty pageant in the 12-plus ratings. Men 18-plus, number one.
Man, in such a short period of time, we are thrilled with this.
An 8.3 share. Men 25-54, number one with a 10.3. Men 18-49, number one. Hold on. With an 11.0 share.
What's that up from? That's up from a real teeny tiny number.
The 11.0, hold on, let me go back. That's up from a 7.0.
Fantastic.
Let me see. 18 to 34, men and women, from a 3.8 to an 8.1.
That's great news.
That's third place. And the money demo, the men and women 25 to 54, adults 25 to 54, from 11th place to 2nd place.
We say it a lot, and I hope it doesn't sound trite when we say it, but I want to say thank you to the people of Washington, D.C., because really it all springs forth from here, and we are forever grateful. We always are, and you know, we love it here, and we really want to thank you for giving us these great ratings.
I was just talking to one of the stooges that writes a radio trade magazine.
Uh-huh.
He's writing an article on the ratings. I was just speaking to him during the commercial set, and an urgent message.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy did bring up a point that I thought was interesting, that for years and years when we did the afternoon show, generally the way it goes at most radio stations, especially major market stations, that your highest rated day part is mornings, you're then sure it's right. afternoons, right. then it's middays, then it's nights, that for, you know, 10 years, the highest ranked day part on this station, WJFK, was our old afternoon show.
Right.
And now in only one book, the highest rated day part now is the midday time slot.
And that's all you folks here in Washington, D.C., and we are so grateful
pretty
for that.
Cool.
We really are.
We do thank you. That's just wonderful. And Lisa, F you too.
Well, wow.
I'm only responding to the note she just left for me. But you remember when I was leaving the studio to go
Yeah, you were somehow offended that you would not keep track of your travel schedule.
I was leaving the studio to go take the phone call from the stooge at the magazine there, and uh-huh. and she was giving you, now what are you doing?
I don't know what he's...
I was imitating you.
You like, I was fixing my shoulder itched.
Okay. You look like you're feeling yourself up. You know, Lisa came in with a piece of paper that has the dates that we're going to be traveling.
Right. Yeah. Okay. God, we're traveling a lot.
And she said...
just kidding.
Same amount as
I'm
always.
Kidding. Now, come on. Why are you getting so serious all the time? You didn't like my futon joke. It's a joke.
No, I let the futon thing go.
It's a little joke. I'm just making a little joke. I know. We travel like that's our normal travel schedule.
So right. She comes in and she says, now, here's your travel schedule.
Right.
Here's... Give it... make sure you give it to your wives. Mm-hmm. Right? And now...
Well, I said that more so for Mike.
Hey, F you.
Well, I know you said it more so for Mike, but...
Yeah, because Mike couldn't wipe his own butt if it wasn't written on a piece of paper.
You're just too easy, I'm sorry.
I know, I understand. But I am not the most organized pear on the tree.
I know when we're traveling, and so you gave one to me, and I said, well...
Thank you, Rob.
She says, give it to your wife. And I said, what? F you. And I came when I came yeah. back in from taking the phone call,
right.
She writes on the bottom of the page, I was only kidding, but F you too.
But I have it where it will never get lost now.
Where's that?
In my wallet.
Yeah.
That's my travel right. schedule. When it's in my wallet, I'll always know when to refer to it.
It'll never get lost.
Like, but also, I'm going to put it in my palm phone when I get home.
Like your driver's license.
Okay, well, F you.
Oh, you know, F you, too.
Did you get your driver's license yet?
No.
Oh.
I don't know where it went. I don't know. Oh, let me, you know, it's funny you bring that up. I go over, and somebody told me I need a passport. You go to get a new driver's license. Right. If you have a passport, you're in and out.
Right.
Wrong.
Really?
You need a passport. You need another form of picture ID.
Oh, that's new.
With your...
Yes, it is.
I had the building ID. That didn't cut it. You need one item with your birth certificate or wedding license.
Your kid, that's new,
and
Mike.
You need
I'm
a
sorry.
Document that also has your social security number on it, like a W-2. And, you know, the lady gleefully told me this. But here's what I don't understand. You can go into an airport and get on a plane and travel with just your passport.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's
passport
all you need.
Should be as good as a birth certificate. And it used to be you needed an original raised letter copy of your birth certificate or a passport.
Except,
and something else like
so
a social security card.
I have a tax interest statement right here.
Good.
I have a W-2 from 1996. That's the only one that I could find.
Wow.
And I have my passport.
Uh-huh.
How's the picture?
Phenomenal.
Is it nice?
Look at this skinny fellow.
Look at
that.
Wow.
Oh. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
That's many moons ago.
You.
What?
What? You look like you have the AIDS in this picture. you're so
wow.
skinny in that picture.
I know.
Wow. How many years ago is that picture?
It's about 6 months ago.
How many years ago is that?
I don't know when I had that.
It was 95.
95.
Probably because...
God, if I ballooned.
God. You look really skinny. I mean, that's why I said
I know
the AIDS thing.
This was issued on my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
I am thin in that picture.
It was the 8th of March, 1995.
I was about 35 pounds lighter in that picture.
Maybe they won't believe you when you go to show them the picture tonight.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. All 50 states are cracking down now, especially since Virginia's the state that handed out some driver's licenses to some of the terrorists. This is all post-September 11th.
Look at that. Not a trace of gray in the beard.
Beefing up security.
Anyway.
That's so sad.
Anyway, Mike had lost his driver's license a while ago, and I thought you were going to get that done yesterday.
I did, and I went in.
All right.
I had the, look at that picture. That's 1996? That's
95.
95. That's not that long ago.
7 years.
Look what working with you has done to me.
Wow.
My God. I mean, honest to God, I'm like George Bush, you know, like when he goes into office and then they come out older.
Jimmy Carter.
My God. Of course, I have been working with you for 16 years, so it's just like, hello.
You know, I might go really, you know what this
don't
tells me?
Don't blame me. You know what this tells me right now? This
what?
Tells me, because I know, you know, the weight thing is me. It's eating, and I can take weight off. I've done it before, but what I'm thinking is the gray hair that I have in my beard.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do the, for men only.
Just for men.
Yeah. Wow.
I think I'm going to make that switch. I think I'm going to color my beard.
What color?
Oh, God.
And my hair. Well, of course, my hair is not that gray. But I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to make that.
Don, baby, how's it going?
You're actually going to paint your facial hair.
No, I won't. I would. That's something I'd never do.
It'd be great. You came in with a nice jet black Mandrake the Magician goatee.
I saw a friend of the family's. I'll say that to be real generic.
Yes.
That did that. And it was a joke.
Really?
I mean, because when guys do that, in a lot of cases, they don't, their facial hair.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Doesn't match their head.
No.
You know what I mean? It just doesn't look good. It looks totally fake.
They ignore their eyebrows.
Right.
That's the tip in.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I have to say is, Don, baby, how's it going?
Listen,
Here we go again.
Well, he used to do that, too.
Yeah.
But our best to him and his family.
Yeah. Yes. His beautiful family. He does have a wonderful family.
Tom and Sandy. The whole family.
Who's that?
His son and
Rob
daughter.
Rob would know the names of the family members. That's what Rob would know.
Okay. Let's say hello, Mike. Don and Mike show. Hello, Mike.
So this mean Mike was driving without his license when he almost hit Buzz? Isn't that against the law?
No, it is not.
No. Oh, it's not to drive without license?
No, it's not. You pencil-necked Poindexter geek.
No, you just lost it. I mean, if a cop pulled you over, you could say, I lost my license.
Right. And I was in the process of replacing
it. Still a licensed driver.
I'm a licensed driver. Right. I'm perfectly legal to drive, okay?
Well, you get a ticket.
I'd get it. No, I wouldn't.
Oh, here you do.
Excuse me, are you a law enforcement officer or an officer of the court?
You know what? Hold on a second. Yeah. You might. The guy might have a point that if you got pulled over for speeding...
I might have a point for him, too.
If you got pulled over... Come on, Tax. If you got pulled over for speeding, if you got a cop that was having a bad day, the cop could write you a ticket for not having a license on you.
Absolutely not.
It's a $100 fine here.
Well, no, it's not.
The ticket goes away when you produce your license.
That's right. When you produce your license, the ticket goes away. Thank you, Buzz.
That's right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. So, really, technically, sir, you were wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you. I said good day.
All right. Now, the...
I don't know, incidentally, that entire line of arguing that I just did, I have no clue.
I know you don't.
I don't know whether I'd be thrown in prison for that.
But you win.
That's right. Mm. I won.
Now, the shows. I want to talk about these shows. The Chamber. Now, I watched The Chamber for about 10 minutes on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it appeared to be maybe the dumbest show I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was pretty dumb.
But they had a big black guy that they strapped into this this chair, like a Frankenstein chair. Mm-hmm. And he's got, like, the Madonna headset on. And they say, you know, can you hear us?
I can hear you fine.
They go, okay, then what they did is they tilted the chair, so like he's laying down.
Was it hot or cold?
And, well, at first it was hot. They got it up to 110 degrees.
That's hot.
And so, you know, you hear the guy, he's going,
it's hot, it's hot.
And they're asking him stuff like, in a BLT, what does T stand for? Tonka. Tomorrow. Today. Tomato. And they make the guy wait until all four.
Yeah, they have to wait till the multiple choice, or I think they have to wait, right?
Yeah, and they're all, at least when I saw it, they were very easy questions. But the poor guy, he's like, they're turning it up to 110 degrees, and then the host says, are you hot? And the guy's like,
Yes, I'm hot.
Then they immediately, they turned like Mr. Freeze.
Right.
Where they made it very cold.
But the lady that I saw in it was 140 degrees when she was in there.
Wow.
And the lady before her, it was 4 degrees. They went the other, and they shot water on her when it was 4 degrees.
Yeah, and wow. I saw a woman that had like icicles.
Yeah, incredible.
On her eyebrows, she had icicles. But to keep in mind that they're just doing, all they're doing is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire while they're either making it 140 degrees or making it, like, 10 degrees.
Yeah, but this is really, we are now on the way to rollerblade.
Yes, very close.
We are not, I mean, I don't know when this is going to stop, but you're getting, the only thing that this is short of is really, really hurting people.
So I watch this, and I watch for about 10 minutes, and I go, well, this is maybe the dumbest show I've ever seen. And I turn it off. And then the next thing you know, you see the ads for the show that's on tonight.
Mm-hmm. Which is exactly the same show.
With John McEnroe, right. The chair.
Right.
Now, I don't know how they're going to torture the people on the chair. The deal on the chair, I think, is that they monitor your blood pressure.
That's correct.
While you're answering the questions. And if at any point your blood pressure goes into the red.
It's your pulse rate, not your blood pressure.
Yeah. You're out of the game.
And do they do anything to
them? How do they torture you on the chair?
Alligators and rings of fire are two of the things that I've read so far.
Alligators?
And rings of fire.
All right, now here's the bottom line point on this. The bottom line. This is a dumb idea for a TV show. But really, does anybody know the answer? Who comes up with it first, and then what genius says, for the benefit of ABC, let's say that they came up with the idea first.
Right.
Then someone at Fox says, hey, I just heard the greatest idea for a show.
Right.
Where you're going to strap someone in a chair, and you're going to put fire on them while you ask them dumb Who Wants to Be a Millionaire questions.
Mm-hmm.
And they immediately say, we got to get our version out there first. This is such a great idea.
Yeah. Well, I know in Hollywood, what you get is movies that are pitched to different studios, and I think the same thing happens with TV shows, where they pitch it, and sometimes they say, no, we're really not interested, and then they rework it to make it their own.
I can give you the facts, but you have to make up your own mind.
All right.
This case is now in federal court. ABC is suing Fox over this whole thing. Fox is now counter-suing ABC over the two shows. The producer of The Chair says the show was conceived in last February and was pitched to Fox and other networks in November. ABC ended up picking it up and putting it on Tuesday nights, first one tonight. The Chamber, the producer there, says that show's been in development since June, which would put it even midway between the February and November dates I gave you on the ABC
Fox
show.
Fox stole it. I mean, you know, it makes sense.
Fox had planned and does plan to air that show on Friday nights, but wanted to get their show on 2 days before ABC, so they premiered it Sunday. By the way, it won the time period, and it won the night on Fox.
It was the highest-rated show on Sunday night?
It was the highest-rated show on Sunday night.
You're kidding me.
I watched it. Yeah. You watched it.
I watched 10 minutes of it.
People, I think everybody watched it. Everybody tuned in. It was stupid, though. But, you know, I can't imagine Fox, Don, that wonderful network of Fox, would steal something and not pay for it.
Hello, Don. Nice show.
I guess you guys didn't hear about the show that's coming on UPN.
What's that?
The Barca Lounger?
Oh, now see, you stole my idea.
You're worse than Mike with the futon.
Right. The Craftmatic Adjustable?
No, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys?
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Son, about that ticket, you need to have your license, man. You got to produce it within 24 hours.
Well, Mike hasn't gotten a ticket yet.
Well, I could certainly, if I had gotten a ticket, I could have produced my license within 24 hours.
Sure.
So that doesn't mean anything, does it?
But it still is illegal to drive without the license.
No, it's not.
No, if you've lost your license.
If you've lost your license.
Technically, if you lost your license, how are you supposed to get the DMV to get your new license?
Exactly.
Well, who really knows?
There you go, smart ass.
All right, goodbye.
Toodaloo ass.
Good day. Yes, sir.
Rob just said toodaloo.
Hello,
ass.
Paul. Bottom Mike Show. Hi, Paul.
Paul.
I'm Paul.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
I had to bounce back to topics, but you ever see those Japanese shows?
Oh, they're horrible.
I don't think game shows are now. They actually torture the contestants.
No, those are the best. I told you I saw the one on HBO Shock Video.
Right.
We talked about this, where they actually tied weights to guys' nuts.
Right.
And as they're asking him questions, and they would put more weight on the nuts, and you would actually see the guy's nutsack being stretched and being stretched, and the guy is screaming, you know, the way the Japanese... the whole time while he's answering the question.
I watched Tora 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 the other night, too. I mean, and not to bring that up because of Japanese, but I mean, I did. And that's the sound that the language when they will be calling out the numbers going,
that's a great show.
That's where the shows in the U.S. have to go. They have to take that route.
Hi, dude.
I wish they would. Thank you, my friends. Go to Robbie. Not this Robbie, another Robbie.
Robbie, hi, Robbie.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to make sure that Mike knows that he does lose. The ticket is written to you as an unlicensed driver. When you go to court, they reduce it. If you do present, have the right credentials, which is a driver's license, it's knocked down to driving without it in your possessions, and it's still a ticket, and you do lose. I said good day to you.
No, in most cases, the ticket just flat goes away. I'm sure it depends on the state.
You've not gotten the ticket, though.
That's right. Yeah, well, that's the bottom line. We know who listens to this show.
Yeah.
Like 18 guys out in front of the station when I leave.
No.
That's right. I'm driving the black pickup if you're paying attention today, okay?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, two network executives are having lunch, one from ABC, one from Fox, and the other one leans over and says, hey, I got a great idea for this crappy show. And then I tell you what, you can sue us, and we get all this free publicity.
No, they're not that smart. Really, they're not.
No, hello. They're not.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, is this the Redneck and Homo show?
Hey.
Who would I be?
Oh, what are you calling me a redneck for?
Don's a redneck. Let's see. Now we add country music to NASCAR and wrestling.
Yeah.
Mike, you're coloring your beard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are we into now? Suede pants and turtlenecks?
Don't forget his love of Broadway.
His love of Broadway. Interior design, if he offers to redo your house, Don, I'm very nervous.
All right. I will
and
say that I...
for Buzz, I have a quick shout-out.
Well, hold on. I will tell you that I did enjoy buying little things for the apartment.
Uh-huh.
I really did.
Uh-huh. Worth
it. Really enjoyed shopping.
And now you might know the real reason why he has trouble with completion with his wife.
That's quite enough, sir.
Okay. Oh.
That is quite enough. Get to Buzz, please.
And Buzz,
yes,
on Fox News, uh-huh. The Fox News website, there is an article that says you need to move to Idaho because court rules Idaho motorists may drive while stoned.
I'll have more on that story in less than an hour.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
What a hump.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
This is JJ.
Hi, JJ.
Hey, I was wondering about the fantasy football. I know you, which, you know,
this is not Juanita Jordan, is it?
No, I don't have that.
JJ. Okay.
Yeah, you guys had the fantasy football going, then all of a sudden, nothing's great with it.
Because the season is over. Fantasy football only runs while the regular season is
on. I think
on.
What he's saying, Don, is he's wondering why there wasn't an update. And an update about the
We had an update that Lurch won the Super Bowl against Charles Broyhill.
Right.
We have discussed that.
I'm talking about on your website.
On our website? We don't have a website.
Well, on the Don and Mike fans, on the Don and Mike fans website, there's the fantasy football.
Listen, that's not our website. We got nothing to do with that.
Talk to them.
Okay. Well, maybe you guys could just because, you know, we're into Don and Mike and everything, maybe you guys could put a little word in for the people that's in there, and maybe we could go along with the 4-hour club.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about. But let me just say this to you, really, of all the calls today.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
You're my favorite. And whatever it is, I'm sorry for whatever.
You guys are great, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anybody? Good afternoon.
Good day.
Anybody know what he's talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. What he's saying is, you know, that thing.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Check it out, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will. Check it out.
I'll
he's saying
out.
You should do that for the people.
Hello, Jeff. Don and Mike. Last call. Jeff.
Are you there?
Hi.
Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
All right. Listen, this whole summons, driving without a license, I work with the State Highway Patrol, okay? You can get a summons for not having a license on you when you're driving, but it's easily dismissed as soon as you can produce one, whether it's within 24 hours or any time you're at trial.
Thanks. There you are.
There you go, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Okay,
you
so, right. Mike, yeah, you won. And also, it's not illegal, it's unlawful. Illegal means you committed a crime, a misdemeanor, a felony. Unlawful is an infraction of any law. So
thank you.
You actually won that argument, Mike.
Thank you very much, sir.
There you go.
Thank you.
Useful information.
And, you know, because of that, on my way to DMV today, I think I'm going to, like, sideswipe a few people.
Listen, so we... I'll Okay, we got the chair and the chamber out of the way. Did anybody last night watch the TNT show about Monday Night Football?
No.
The Monday Night Mayhem?
Rob is raising his hand.
They had John Turturro playing Howard Cosell.
Yeah. Right.
Not a bad job.
No, and you know what? The more you watched it, the more you sort of accepted him. I got a chance to tune out his bad fake eyebrows.
We will, as a matter of fact, we come back. So anyway, it's based on a book called Monday Night Mayhem, where they wrote about all the stuff that happened behind the scenes on Monday Night Football back with Giff and Howard Cosell and Don Meredith.
There was a bit of infighting between Giff and Cosell, right?
There was.
And Meredith also.
Yeah. And when we come back, well, let me just say that... two of the members of that broadcast crew will be joining us.
Yes, excellent. One dead, one alive.
When we come right, one almost dead, and one very dead.
Gosh, very dead.
When we come right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. In Philadelphia, at Franklin Field, the score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Official spokesman of the stupid, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, listen, on tomorrow's show, we're going to be announcing our new contest, how you can win a live Las Vegas-style show in your house. A Super Bowl Las Vegas-style show. We will come to your house the Saturday night before the Super Bowl.
All right.
And put on a real Las Vegas-style show.
Wow.
We'll bring everything with us. Just like the shows that we do at the arenas and the nightclubs and, you know, the theater in the round thing.
Sacramento Valley Amphitheater.
Right. We're going to come to your house and do a Las Vegas-style show. Totally X-rated.
Right.
Wow. 100%. Naked, bad stuff happening in your home.
Very good.
Tell you tomorrow how you can win this, your own private Super Bowl Las Vegas-style show for you and as many people as you can cram into your basement.
It should be very exciting.
All of your friends. That's on tomorrow's episode. Tomorrow night, Don and Mike Gutterballs are a semi-pro bowling team. We will be bowling against Mr. 40 and his posse.
All right.
And we're going to be at our brand-new official D.C. metro area home lanes.
Yes.
Strike in Bethesda, Maryland.
That should be a big fun time for everybody. We hope to see a lot of people out there in Bethesda.
For information on the location of this bowling alley, which is the sister bowling alley of Bowmore in Manhattan.
Right. That's right.
Go to strike.com.
All right. Strikebethesda.com.
Is that what it is?
Strikebethesda.com.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, this is Brian. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. And I know recently you guys switched over stations here in Portland, and I heard you guys saying that we were live. Well, we're 1 hour behind, but all the same, I followed you guys in your time slot, and you're number one in my book still.
Thank you very much.
I was a huge fan of sports, and I listened to Jim Rome, and I still listen to you guys.
Well, he's a fag. All right. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, we'll report on the ratings from the other cities. Portland. Right. Frankly, I don't expect much because we just signed on a new station.
Right.
I know that the people from Seattle have called and that in the 3 or 4 months we've been on the FM station in Seattle, that the monthly ratings have gone up every month.
Very good.
We'll let you know as soon as the Seattle ratings come out as well. As we mentioned today, Sacramento, we're number one again. D.C.
Yeah.
Number one. And New York, number 25. last night, TNT runs this show called Monday Night Mayhem. Mm-hmm. And basically what it is, it's a recreation of Howard Cosell, Don Meredith, and Frank Gifford. Joining us now to turn on the Wayback Machine, please welcome.
It's me, Frank Gifford.
Hi,
Gif. Hey. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
You're looking a little peaked.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Your skin looks very thin, like almost transparent.
I feel awful living with Kathy. Mike, I need you to help me pull the... the lever.
I understand we're going to talk from beyond the grave right now. We're going to speak to one of your dead colleagues.
I'm not strong enough to pull the lever.
Let me help you pull that lever right now. Let me pull the lever. Here we go. Oh, there's the way back. We should be talking with a dead celebrity momentarily.
let me just get this thing going. Hello, Frank Gifford calling heaven.
Hello. Hello.
Frank Gifford calling heaven.
Hello. Just Bill. Is this the gift?
Is this Howard Cosell?
This is Howard Cosell. Speaking of sports. Am I speaking with the legendary, New York Giants running back, Mr. Frank Gifford? Oh, yes. Down goes Gifford. This is an interesting reverb unit we have here.
You have to excuse me just for a second.
Just one second.
What, Kathy? Yes, Kathy. Yes. I will. I promise. Yes, darling. Yes. I'm wearing the genital cuff.
It is unspeakable that he is married to that incredible wench.
Yes. I will do all of that, as you request.
Come in, Frank.
I am a cheating bastard.
Frank, come in.
Wow. Hello.
This is Howard Cosell speaking from beyond the grave, and I must share something with you.
Howard, hi.
I am absolutely distraught that you have chosen to walk down the matrimonial aisle with that despicable creature. Gifford, what were you thinking?
Howard, it was her incredible tease.
Ah, that's what it was. It was little gift doing the thinking for big gift, and I'll tell you right now, you've made a tragic mistake because you'll be blowing spit bubbles on your front lawn in Connecticut, and she will be exploiting you for all you are worth. It's despicable indeed.
Can I tell you something, though, Howard?
You can tell me whatever you want. I'm dead, and you're still mercifully alive.
It's all worth it. For my night of love with the big-breasted Susan Johnson.
That's right, I've followed the papers. I know the scandals. I know everything that's gone down in the life of golden boy Frank Gifford. I know that unbeknownst to you, you were lured to a hotel room. You were lured upstairs with the big-breasted former flight attendant where she performed sexual favors. Not known to you was the Globe was taking your picture and recording your every move. Frank Gifford, once again, undone by his number one drawback, his penis.
Yes, Gif. I'm still paying for that to this day. Kathy still sings about me on stage. I have to wear a genital cuff. As a matter of fact, right now I'm wearing a French maid's outfit as I clean Cody's room.
But Gif, answer me this. How can a man on the fast track to the age of 80 still be led around by his genitalia? I, for one, cannot imagine a man at your advanced age still being such an incredible hornball.
I got wood right now.
I see. I'm looking down at that, and your double nets are indeed pitching a tent. Oh, it's disgusting. Make it go away. Make it stop, please.
Want to see my BHBs?
I don't want to see your big hairy bees. That's not what interests me. I should share this tidbit about the infamous Howard Cosell.
Yes, Howard?
When I was on the earthly plane, I will tell you this. I did not have BHBs. They were smooth. That's right, much like the hair on top of my head, at a very young age, my mid-30s to be exact, all of the hair from the top of my head and from my bees simply fell out. But I replaced the hair on my bees with a custom-made merkin for my genitals. That's right, a lovely artificial hairpiece. The top of my head and from my beanbag.
So did you see that TV show about us? Not very flattering last night. It sure did make me look, like an idiot.
Well, let me be the first to enlighten you, my good golden boy running back friend. That was an accurate portrayal of your inability to think on the fly. You should know that I was, and am still, even dead, a superior intellect.
It didn't make you out to be quite the a-hole.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you right now, a-holes are good people. They're just people. And I may have been an a-hole, but I was a successful a-hole. And you can ask Dandy Don that, even when I puked on his Western boots.
Did you see the part in the show where they were alleging that you had hookers in the booth?
Well, let me tell you something right now.
Yes.
The
road. The road for the NFL is a lonely one, and in the broadcast booth, one does not get the opportunity to fraternize on a regular basis with the opposite sex. So I found it necessary to show those lovely prostitutes my beanbag, and I did so, and I did so willingly.
Hold on just one moment.
Yes.
It's 2 o'clock. I have to, I'll be one moment.
All right, Giff. I'll be standing by up here in heaven.
This is part of what Kathy makes me do every day.
How would Cosell have it?
Bring the children in, please.
Heaven according to Cosell.
Bring the children to me, please.
There they are. Look at those toe-headed Aryans. Look at that.
Hello, Cody. Hello, Kathy.
It's Cody and Cassidy running to their elderly daddy. Won't they be disappointed when he bites the farm before they get out of middle school?
Cody, Kathy, daddy was a bad man.
Oh, no.
Because daddy can't control his penis.
She's reducing him to groveling in front of his progeny. It's disgusting.
Nearly 5 years ago, daddy broke my marital vows.
I cannot believe what I'm witnessing.
Big-breasted Susan Johnson.
Giff, no. Please, stand up for yourself. Don't grovel in front of the kids. Don't make your wife out to be the superior human being. She's evil. She's evil. Giff, get back on the phone with heaven. I've got some important news for you.
Cassidy, turn it around. I have something I want to show Cody only.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, don't do it.
Cody, look what mommy did to daddy's pee-pee.
Oh, my God.
You see that?
Look at that. There's some sort of genital guff on it. I've never seen anything quite like it. Giff, hike up your pants. Take it away from the boy. Don't show it to him.
Mommy asked me to tell you this every day at exactly 2 o'clock. Now, please go down the hall where mommy's getting her rub down.
Get a grip on yourself, man.
And tell her her new CD is fabulous.
Oh, no.
And that daddy will be cleaning the kitchen as soon as I get off the telephone.
A grown man reduced to a eunuch.
Yes. Yes. Daddy loves you too. Yes. But mommy's the man.
Frank Gifford. Frank
Gifford. Yes.
Frank Gifford.
Hello, Howard.
What has happened to you? I am absolutely mesmerized by this display of total pussy whippedness. I'll tell you right now, you make me sick. You are not the same Frank Gifford that I knew when we used to get hookers up in the booth. What has happened to you and what has this woman done to you? Putting your privacy in a genital cup, making you give this silly speech to the children, for God's sakes, get a grip on yourself and be a real man.
Can I tell you some things about her in private? I hope to God she's not listening.
Well, go ahead. I'd like to know it. I used to be a columnist as well. I would have loved a few juicy tidbits about the inscrutable Kathy Mae Giffen.
Her ass looks like a bowl of cottage cheese.
That's a good one, Giff.
Her boobs are sagging. I could tie knots in her nipples. Her privacy stinks. She's a lousy lay.
Yes, but you are certainly the totally dominated man when you're in her presence, and I have a more significant tidbit of information that you might want.
And she has a feminine odor problem. Wow.
Let me share this with you, Giff. The fact remains that I am now dead. I am no longer living, and I have access to knowledge that you earthlings do not possess.
Such as what, Howard?
Such as this. Your sweetie, your divine Miss Kathy Mae, your lady of the house has indeed signed a pact with Beelzebub, Lucifer, Satan, if you will. That's right. She signed an agreement with the devil.
Oh, I know that. It's the same one as Larry King signed.
And she's coming back to television. America might be disappointed, but she will be back. Yes.
No. It was a deal that ran out approximately 3 years ago.
So you say, old man. I'll tell you right now, Kathy Lee will be gracing us with a syndicated talk show long after you're in the ground.
Could that be, I wonder, as I stroke my Frank Gifford chin?
Yes, it looks like you haven't shaved those white old man whiskers for several days. And why are you wearing that plaid bathrobe?
Could that be why Satan was at the house just last weekend when I was watching the Giants game?
That is correct.
She said it was a simple social call. I said, Kathy, Why is Satan here? I thought your pact with him was over.
It was Satan. Yes, dressed in his familiar Earth outfit, the guise of Les Moonves. But in fact, it really was Satan. Once again, re-upping her for an opportunity to do a syndicated talk show. Yes,
that effing bitch.
There you go. That's the kind of spirit. But you will never say those words in front of Kathy Lee, will you?
That effing bitch.
That's right.
Listen to me. Oh, my God, Kathy. I didn't mean it, Kathy! No, Kathy! Kathy!
Well, she's thrown a chair at you. Look at that. She has thrown a chair and, I believe, broken the chair. She's destroyed a piece of studio furniture, throwing it at your head.
No!
Oh, no, another chair is being thrown. No one can stop her temper.
I didn't mean it.
Oh, don't grovel to her.
I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. You don't have a vaginal odor problem. I'm sorry.
Well, he's gone. That's it. It's me. I would go sell. Just all by my onesies. When gift comes back to the room, I will share with him the knowledge I have that no one else has about Kathy Lee. The fact is, several domestic workers are buried in her backyard. That's right. Maids. Jack. Are you all right, Gift? What has she done to your private area?
She burned it.
She burned it with what?
She burned it with a torch.
A torch, a blowtorch to your beanbag.
Because she heard me call her an FB.
Down goes Gifford. Down goes Gifford.
Just tell me something.
Sure.
In the afterlife.
Yes, Gif.
Does she go to hell with Satan?
Yes, indeed. In the afterlife, Kathy Lee will be holding a pitchfork with the demons. She will be down there in Hades, a lifetime, forever in torment. But while she is here on Earth, she will still be on network television. I have to go. I can't give you any more information.
Please, please.
I've said
kill me now. Kill me now.
No, you're going to have to live with her, Gip. So long. I'm going. I have another interview. In Philadelphia.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day, I said. Good day.
Cosell.
Over and out and out. Hasta la vista. Or Vita's say, say. Yeah. Chin chin.
Goodbye, sir.
There he goes.
Let's go to Buzz right now.
The Dynamite Players, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Totally yeah. I still got your reverb on.
The Dynamite Players. There you go. Buzz Burbank.
Pitchman extraordinaire.
Let's go to Buzz with news, okay?
Sure.
Oh, the reverb's only on Mike's mic?
Yes.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. Hi.
You want to run anything else?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing?
Sure.
Okay.
On mine as well?
Very good.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. We always do that. We never know when to stop.
I know.
Okay, let's go to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
Hello.
Lead story today.
Dave Thomas is selling more burgers than ever.
Hey, how about that?
He's got it too.
I guess
right. Everybody has it.
Can we turn it up really high?
Sure.
Really fast?
Make it super annoying.
Make it. Hello.
Hi,
Buzz.
That's better echo.
Hi, Buzz. Hi, Mike.
Hey,
how you doing? We're down here in the echo chamber.
Hey, how come mine is so high and yours is so low?
52. And then I found the big one. Cases, cuantos años tienes?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ten.
Oh, we're sick.
Bully. Saturday. You. I like to talk about me.
There was not that reverb on the...
Number one.
What is this?
Chinese people with echo?
What is this?
咪嗰啲每个飞机撞到佢哋。
It works.
佢问咩？佢要问咩？飞机撞到即系撞到中国嗰啲咁嘅嚟。
All right, stop it. No one's going to listen to this now. We're not going to be number one rated.
No. You're my favorite.
All right. Wow. All right, enough. I just heard him off. We'll be right back. That was very
professional.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, Christ.
You just turned it off.
I know.
It's after everybody else turned it off.
Okay, here we go.
Right here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
With a zero tolerance policy for everything, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, before we go to Buzz, let's take a phone call. I guess he's going to break the ice with us.
All right.
Because the ratings were great. I've been told Ken Stevens is on the line.
Wow. You're lying.
Hello.
There he is, Tom Gavin. You didn't get me that time.
Of course not.
Not at all.
Yeah, me.
Hello? Hi, did he get you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hi, Ken.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Ken.
Who's this?
Hi, Ken.
Is this Osama Ken Laden?
Yeah, no, this is Ken Stevens.
Hi. Very good.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Tom.
I was bouncing my cane Saturday night at the gig.
Yes, I know, Tom. I saw you.
Balancing your cane on your head.
Yep.
I saw you, Tom.
Yep.
Yep. Did you have a good time, Tom?
Yes, I did.
The gig? Very good.
I took some pictures.
Good.
How do you spell picture?
P-I-C.
How do you spell band?
B-A-N-D.
Oh, very close. Uh-oh.
Very close.
How do you spell rock and roll?
Rock, R-O-C-K, roll, R-O-O-L.
There you go. You got it.
My guy. Yeah, Robbie, you got one?
Yeah, can you spell honey?
H-I-N-E.
Hine.
Hine. Hey, Robbie.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
How you doing, buddy?
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, not a lot. What's up with you?
Nothing.
Great. Talk to you later.
Hey, watch it.
Watch it.
Why watch it?
I just say watch it. He didn't even say Lorraine.
No.
Watch.
Mouth.
You take it easy, honey.
Mom went to the hospital yesterday.
Oh, sorry about that, Tom. Is she okay?
Yeah, she had an operation on her back.
Is she feeling better?
Yeah.
Very good. Good. Excellent.
And I'd like to plug something going on this Saturday.
Of course.
Sure, go ahead, Tom.
The Pentagon, we're having a Pentagon thing, benefit up at the Knights of Columbus on Saturday. And it's $25 to get in, and we're going to have, like, bagpipes and all that kind of stuff.
All
and
right.
Wow. Raffle tickets.
And are you going to be entertaining there?
No. I'm going to be helping out.
Helping out. Okay. And where is it at, Tom?
At the Knights of Columbus in Arlington.
Tom, are you going to be handling any of the food?
No.
Good.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Should be fine, then.
All right. And you guys are going to be on Thursday night. Wet in D.C.
Yes, we're going to be at the Club Wet on Thursday night.
At midnight.
At what?
At midnight. See
at
you there.
Midnight. Yeah, late at night.
Ciao. We got to go.
Bye-bye.
There he is. Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Tag.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that when I was telling you stuff coming up on the show that we're going to be giving away the Vegas-style show at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he'll be there.
We'll be bowling. Yeah, he will be.
He'll come.
Yes. So will Dennis. So will Humble Joe. So will Cheryl the Big Dyke.
The whole carnival.
Mr. 40. We're bowling against Mr. 40 tomorrow night at Strike Bethesda Bowling Lanes in Bethesda, Maryland. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday night, we're going to Club Wet, the homo club.
Should be fun.
Because we lost the bet to the gay guys.
I'm homo, so I'll like it.
Dude. When we bowled against them, so we're fulfilling that bet on Thursday night.
Yeah.
You'll hear that tape on Friday. Now here is Buzz with the news show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Rock stars sell more CDs after they've died. Same rules apply in the hamburger business, apparently. Wendy's says sales last week were up by double-digit percentages over the week before. Burger sales at Wendy's skyrocketed after the death of company founder and spokesman Dave Thomas.
More proof that people are idiots.
Wendy's employees tell of customers who came into the restaurant to express their sympathy.
That's ridiculous.
And to order fries with that.
I'm really sorry. Imagine saying that to a cashier at Wendy's. Yeah. you know, that's really going to make an impact. I'm real sorry about Dave.
Cash, you're wearing that beret and that smock. Some $7 an hour hump.
At his memorial service, Wendy's employees showed up in their Wendy's uniforms.
Wow. Oh, that's sad. That's sad.
Man built an empire, Don. From Afghanistan, the good news is we've pretty much shut down and sealed off the caves that once housed the Al-Qaeda terrorist headquarters. The bad news is appears...
I know why you pulled that out, right?
Right.
Dave Thomas.
Right, we have a tape of Dave Thomas.
Because there's another Dave Thomas.
From SCTV.
Right.
I'm doing the whole one.
Yeah, okay, go. Okay, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. It's my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh, Don?
And you're listening to the Don Geronimo Show in stereo, which is why there's two of us here.
Yeah.
Okay, good day.
Good day.
That was Rick Moranis.
And Dave Thomas.
And Dave Thomas.
Right. Still with us.
You know, I was wondering, why is he pulling out the Bob and Doug McKenzie thing?
How many years old is that?
100.
Over 20 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, that's BM. That's before Mike.
That was 83.
I used to love Bob and Doug McKenzie. They still do beer for Labatt's, I think, or something like that.
They did Pizza Hut about 5 years ago.
I love it when they bring those guys out of retirement.
They're funny.
And so the good news is we've shut down and sealed off the caves in Afghanistan.
Yes.
The bad news is it appears Osama bin Laden got away.
Oh.
Officials say he's not in Afghanistan and probably not even in Pakistan. They now believe he left the entire area late last month by sea. But defense officials say they found a lot of valuable information in the caves that tell us where to find the Al-Qaeda in other countries.
You know, I can't believe we can't find this guy.
Maybe they've been looking in the wrong desert. Maybe Osama's in Utah. An FBI agent tells the Salt Lake City Tribune, and I quote, "We've had a bunch of bin Laden sightings in Utah."
Wow. Right.
Quoting him again, "It's pretty surprising how many people really believe he's here." But Special Agent Kevin Eaton says he doesn't take these reports lightly. Quoting him again, "We've checked every cave in town."
Oh, God.
Go see if he's at the Jazz game tonight.
See if he's at the Ray Caverns.
That'd be good.
And seriously, whatever happened to the two guys arrested on a train September 12th carrying box cutters, hair dye, and about $5,500? Do you remember that incident?
Did Infinity give them a syndicated radio show?
Not yet. Not yet. But they now face federal credit card fraud charges. They supposedly cheated the credit card companies out of $400,000. The two men from India do not face any terrorism charges. At the height of the anthrax scare, a Harvard scientist disappeared in Tennessee. His body was found in the Mississippi River about a month later. And now officials are saying it was an accident.
Honey, are you missing?
Where are you, honey?
The medical examiner says it appears Dan Wiley fell. Didn't jump, wasn't pushed, but fell off a bridge. Dan Wiley's rental car was found abandoned nearby. He'd done a lot of work with the Ebola virus.
What happened to his dog?
Don't know.
Who's his dog?
Dan Wiley's coyote. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry. I'm a little under the weather today. Please bear with me. That was the futon, and I didn't care whether it was funny. I had an incredible desire to say Wiley coyote.
Killing us today.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Thank you, Reba. At least I'm getting support from her.
No coyotes, but they think there may be a fox on the loose at the United States Supreme Court.
Ooh, yes, Sandra Day O'Connor.
The animal ran down the driveway and into the basement.
Hey, one stuck.
Early Sunday morning. Reviewing the security tape, a spokeswoman says it wasn't a dog, it wasn't a rat.
I want to apologize to Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, because she's so effing hot. Because she's so doable.
Which one is my fox of the day?
Police?
Man, I bet they both have great privacies, though.
Oh, you bet.
Even fox hunters have been called in, but they found nothing.
Just ask William Rehnquist.
Not even Ruth.
Oh, yeah.
Red fox.
There's the red fox.
Red fox.
Just big one about it. Guilty as charged.
All right, turn that off.
Turn it off.
And from our Is This Really Such a Good Idea department, it is legal to drive under the influence of marijuana in Idaho so long as you're not all over the road and you can pass a field sobriety test. A federal appeals court says that since Idaho doesn't list pot as a narcotic, it doesn't fall under the new DUI law, which only applies to narcotics and alcohol.
Sorry about all the casualties, Charlie, but at least we're alive.
Yeah.
Charlie. Joe is so high.
No idea. The ruling came in the case of a guy stopped for a broken taillight who then admitted to police he was leaving a party where he'd smoked marijuana. The court ruled the man cannot be presumed impaired because he was driving safely at the time and passed two sobriety tests.
There you go.
British police say they may still file charges against Prince Harry over the reports of his pot smoking last summer.
Harry.
Prince Charles' younger son has reportedly admitted to underage drinking and to smoking marijuana. Police say they may act on whatever evidence the newspapers can provide.
Daddy.
And that Harry will be dealt with the same as other boys.
Daddy, don't pay attention to what they're saying. They're just a bunch of lies, Daddy.
It's
smell like the walkie tobacco. That's because I just blew a dube, Daddy. Come on down for a pint. I'm 16. I can drink.
The 16-year-old will also have to give regular urine samples for drug testing.
I love Ozzy Osbourne.
Camilla will come down and now will collect your urine.
Oh, do we have to look at Camilla again? She looks like a fossil.
Now, listen, I've called someone over who I believe can help you through the situation.
Who is it?
Someone who I believe you can look up to.
All right.
Here he is.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, the richest. It's John and Mike.
Hello, Keith. I'm Harry. I love you, man. Oh, my God. Am I wasted?
Camilla, please come down to the piss bucket.
Piss boy.
The boys from NSYNC won't be in the new Star Wars movie after all.
Oh, no.
Great. Great news.
Band member Joey Fatone says the cameo has been cut.
Yes.
The boys appeared as aliens in a very brief shot, but Star Wars fans protested and Saturday Night Live made fun of the appearance.
You're destroying Star Wars by putting the NSYNC boys in the film.
That's what they said.
Star Wars is serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to wait in front of a theater for 3 months with my lightsaber.
Right.
And have Lance Bass up on stage as a Jedi warrior. What are you going to do next? Have a Britney Spears be an android? I mean, come on.
NSYNC says the scene was dropped, quote, because people made a big deal about it.
Hey, there's something funny about Star Wars fans making fun of NSYNC.
Those guys are fags. That really sucks. You're going to ruin the movie if you put the boy band in there.
But a spokesman for Lucasfilm says a final decision will not be made until the final edit.
Those guys in NSYNC are stupid fags. They're not macho guys like us.
What'd they do to George Lucas to get in the movie in the first place?
That's great.
Where's his temperature?
Where's the grape soda? I'm thirsty. Hey, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I'll tell you right now, you're destroying the credibility of the film series.
Those guys are fags. Not like us.
Nope, we're Superman.
Nicolas Cage, who starred in the movie Gone in 60 Seconds, now knows what it feels like to be a victim of car thieves. Cage's 89 Porsche Speedster was being transported from California to Philadelphia when the driver stopped in Arnold, Missouri to spend Christmas with his family. Curious about his cargo, the driver and his friends apparently pried open the trailer and found the collector's car worth over $100,000. He and his friends drove the black convertible nearly 200 miles to Lake of the Ozarks, where they allegedly ripped out its stereo system and installed it in their own car. Then they found the papers and discovered the name of the owner. Then they ditched the sports car into 35 feet of water.
Nicholas Cage. Jesus Christ, we're in trouble.
We are so screwed. They're going to be looking for us everywhere.
Acting on a tip, police arrested the suspects and pulled out the car 2 weeks later.
Yes, we did it. Nicholas Cage, you're fag.
Did they show Star Wars in prison?
We will be right back.
Don and Mike Show.
See, I told you it would work.
Ooga, shaka, ooga.
Good day to you, sir. I said good day. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's go with the call 100.
I can't.
At 877-365-3636. Call 100. Good luck to you, sir or ma'am, however the gender might fit you. Buzz, I don't know if you have this on your news. I just got this on my little pager.
Yes.
The breaking news.
Yes. John Walker?
No.
No?
Shooting breaks out at Martin Luther King High School in New York City.
Wow.
I only mention that because that is simply blocks away from where I live in New York. See what you've done to the neighborhood, Mike?
Yeah, I know.
Thanks.
Where we live.
Thanks, Mike.
There it goes.
Okay, neighbor.
It was safe.
I know, until I moved
the
in.
The whole time I lived there.
I brought a bad element in.
You move in.
Yeah.
And they're shooting at Martin Luther King High School.
Wait till you get the noise complaints.
Here you go. Anywho.
Turn it off.
Class. Hi, Don and Mike. The breaking news also is that the Justice Department will charge John Walker, the American Taliban, with aiding terrorism. Those will be the charges that he'll face.
Oh, we were playing like the breaking news game there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, here's an official update. CNN says Larry King will make $7 million a year, not 14, as reported in the press earlier today.
That is still so grossly overpaying him, it makes me sick.
It's still a pact with Satan.
It's ridiculous. Now, are there any other people that are paid higher than Larry King at CNN?
Not at CNN, no.
He's the top of the totem pole there.
He's the star. Yeah, no, it's true.
I make a lot of money.
Stuff and Maxim magazines have been banned at the jail in Dedham, Massachusetts.
Why? Because they're jail material?
No. Surprisingly, that's not the reason. Officials say it's because of the recent article showing prisoners how to escape, how to buy contraband, and how to make jailhouse booze. Quoting the sheriff, it's just not the type of information we want to put in the hands of the inmates.
Gotcha.
Jailhouse booze, according to Maxim, is made with Kool-Aid, sugar, yeast, and water.
Man, I love that name for a band, too. Jailhouse Booze.
Not bad.
All right.
After years of killer ratings, people are not watching Oprah so much anymore. The latest ratings from the last week of December show her below a 5 rating for the first time in her 15-year career.
Maybe she should call Letterman.
That's down 60% from the 8 million homes that watched Oprah 10 years ago.
He wants her on the show. He wants to be on her show.
Yeah, he wants it desperately.
They both need the pub. The numbers are down 25% from a year ago for Oprah. She still has the highest rated daytime syndicated talk show on television and is still the highest paid woman in show business.
She's very upset.
Very. You can hear it. Listen to that.
Well, it's too bad that you had that story so late in the newscast. Otherwise, we could do our Oprah in the bathroom and Stedman trying to talk her out. But
maybe tomorrow if she's still upset.
Yeah, could be. Consider a career in ATM repair. There's good money in it if you can get away with it. In Florida, FBI agents have found more of the cash that went missing in a multi-million dollar theft. They found a duffel bag stuffed with $20 bills in a self-storage unit. The agents won't say how much money they found there this time, but it's on top of the $3.5 million already recovered at an abandoned
home. It'll be money.
The ATM repairman who allegedly stole the money died on Christmas Day.
Oh, no.
After a 2-week drinking binge.
Oh, man.
In sports, the Minnesota Vikings are being sued by the family of a player who died from heat stroke after practice last year. Corey Stringer's family suing for $100 million, accusing the team of negligence. His widow tells NBC there are some very disturbing factors surrounding her husband's death.
The widow Stringer.
And finally, police in Jacksonville, Florida were on a stakeout when they saw a man having sex with a dog. The officers...
Really?
Oh, come here, Fido.
Watching for burglars, the officers say they saw the man lure a small brown dog into the park with a bag of food.
Come here. Come here now. Come right up here.
They say they then saw the man get undressed.
Oh, my.
Grab the dog and have his way with it.
Yes, yes, Fido, yes.
The 34-year-old was charged with indecent exposure and possession of a crack pipe.
But if it's consensual, is it a crime?
Yeah, that's right. Those dogs can't talk.
That's right.
Police say the man told them, and I quote, I can't get no girl.
Oh, no!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Thank you, Buzz.
Wow.
Well, thank you again, DC, for blessing us with those fantastic ratings. We really humbly do appreciate it.
Yeah. Have we told you you're my favorite?
Yeah.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Same to you guys out in Northern California and Sacramento. Thank you as well for listening and supporting the show on KHTK.
I agree.
Ain't that right, Mike?
Absolutely. I love you, Sacramento.
Tomorrow, win a Las Vegas-style show. We'll tell you how to win the Vegas-style show at your home.
Wow.
On the night before the Super Bowl. Plus, tomorrow, we'll be bowling against Mr. 40 at Strike in Bethesda at the Strike Lanes in Bethesda, Maryland. That's tomorrow night. On tomorrow's show, you'll be playing what my wife doesn't know won't hurt him. I'm going to finally start giving away this truck full of DVD players that we've got.
Cool.
Tomorrow's episode. Time out. You know, both you guys.
You two behave.
You guys.
Stop it, Rob.
So I'm trying to finish the show here. Yeah, both you guys are doing that.
I hate when the show ends.
Doing that thing. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
I say
100.
What?
I am caller 100.
Yeah, okay. I'll give it to you. Well, what's your name, my friend?
Jack Hoover.
Where are you from, Jack?
Winchester, Virginia.
My friend, you bought the two-disc DVD copy of MASH, the classic Academy Award film.
That's a great movie.
Uncut and fully restored from Fox Home Entertainment. Own the DVD set today. It contains lots of behind-the-scenes footage.
When Elliot Gould was a boy.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Great, I appreciate it.
And thank God it doesn't have all those hacks from the TV show in it, except for Radar O'Reilly.
Right.
Ah. Right? It doesn't have that dumb Loretta Swit.
No.
Jamie Farr.
And worthless Alan Alda.
David Ogden Stiers.
And what's the other guy's name?
The Mike Farrell.
Wayne Rogers.
Right.
Harry Morgan.
Lane Stevenson.
William Christopher.
Who was, oh yeah, Father Mulcahy, yeah.
Jocularity.
I think I'm about out.
Yeah, I think
if we're playing the MASH game, I'm about out. Who was the guy, like, from the CIA who
Colonel
was
old? Flag.
Colonel Flag.
Flag. The Hawaiian lady.
Yeah, the nurse, the fat Hawaiian nurse who Hawkeye danced with one time and maybe had, like, gave her a role in the sack.
Third base.
Because he felt bad for her?
Yes. Eddie Arnold.
Eddie Arnold.
Wait a minute.
No, come on.
Huh?
You know what you're doing?
You're not playing right.
You're ruining the show today.
Why?
Who is Eddie Arnold?
Eddie Arnold's from Green Acres.
No, Eddie Albert.
Eddie Arnold's a singer.
Right.
Like I said, you're ruining the show today.
I am doing no such thing, sir.
Yes, you are, Futon.
I am not. Futon was funny. You're the only one that didn't get it.
Eddie Arnold is not funny.
I know. Eddie Arnold's not. Let's just get out of here, can we, please?
All right, okay.
You're ruining the show today.
No, I sang on the
Don't
show
ever
today.
Say that. Congratulations on our great rating.
Way to go. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, come on. You did ruin the show today. Just the last 5 minutes.
There you go.
Right okay, no, right here. Right here. Okay, right here. We'll see you tomorrow. You
might just make it. Futon, I stand by it.
Funny.
Thank you, Rob.
It is funny.
What about Eddie Albert, though?
No, that sucks.
I'll
give you that one.
Okay, thank you.
And I even got the sucky joke wrong.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swimming.
This is the Don and Mike Show.